Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident. And okay. I've been intrigued by the questions and answers. And I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called tootaloo-ass. And I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is it an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what tootaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keelosis, correct?
No, it's not.
It's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
With the same razor that I shave my taint with. Do you think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the blow.
Okay. Okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole. That was really interesting.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did you wash your ass today?
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like.
Yeah.
Boys like. Boys like me.
Did you wash your ass today?
Suck me. The Donna. I cracked myself up. I cracked myself up. I heard myself saying that and it made me laugh.
And I'll say this. Those are some sick, sick, sick people. Mentally sick. And I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It stuck. People are sick when they do something like that. Absolutely friggin' sick. Those are sick people. Sick in the head. They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
Well, I'm glad someone's appreciating the knowledge I'm trying to drop on you today.
Gilmore. Hi, I'm Don. This is Mike. Could we impose on you, just ask you to say, Don and Mike, you're sick in the head?
You could just say, you would make us happy.
That'll go on somewhere. I'm not going to.
Oh, we will play it for the next 10 years. That's right. I can't forget it. But
I laughed that interview I did.
Well, listen, Coach, best of luck in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Jim Mora, thank you. Good luck with the Colts.
He's sick.
All right.
Sick. Sick in the head.
Allen Line 1 is not available right now. If you haven't received your prize, stand over and kiss your ass goodbye. F off from Infinity Radio.
When he came in, he was good. They built tremendous highways and he turned, you know, got all the doctors going in. He was doing the business, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't he? Everybody in history knows that he did as good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
Yeah? What's the Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Jim Kane?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know. I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers line.
Fine. Could you get him for me, please?
Sure.
Gene Kane. Hank Kingsley.
Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another fleet near case. And here it is, bottom line. Al Fairlift Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Kane. Sure. Whatever you... Sure.
So I'm living in my own truth.
See?
And the truth is, I am God's child.
See?
I am a good person.
See?
I'm a generous person. I'm not
See?
A perfect person.
See?
But I'm...
See?
I'm a good person.
See?
We're here! We're clear!
The same semester?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do, turn in some extra credit reports?
No.
Did you take the midterms over?
Uh-uh.
You mean to tell me that you argued your way from a C-plus to an A-minus?
Totally based on my powers of persuasion. You proud?
Honey, I couldn't be happier than if they were based on real grades.
She was a whore.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no. I'd like to introduce Stay Out, the new team that we have working on our syndication deal with Westwood One.
There they are. Oh, no.
They've lost a couple of big ones.
Oh, boy.
But they assured us that they're ready to go for the gold this time.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Somebody's coming. Woo!
Woo!
Don't be good, for goodness sake. And all the ships at sea.
Rob, I love when you do Christmas in August.
Oh, it's always Christmas in my house. Come by. Nacho, Grundle, Sandbar, Nipkin, Dave, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you. And the Don and Mike show, new episode on this Friday. August 1st.
All right.
Rabbit. Don't forget that. Phone number from anywhere in America. At least for the next month, 877-365-3636. Canada, at least for the next month.
Yeah, that's rough.
They got 30 days left. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., this number will be good for the next 5 years.
Excellent.
Let that be your subliminal message today.
Very good.
202-432-1067.
Hi, Donna. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. If you were trying to say what's going on without actually saying what's going on...
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up! Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
There
it is.
Now,
just a brief update before we bring the guys in for the NFL WJFK League draft lottery. Yeah.
Very exciting day today.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm alluding to the fact that we're still having problems with syndicating the show and
really?
Coming to an agreement. Yeah, really, Buzz, with with Westwood One, our syndication partner. And,
Okay, all right.
And anyway, it's coming down like in 30 days. That's what we've been told. And in 30 days, we may not be broadcasting to America. We may just be broadcasting to Washington, D.C., to WJFK, which, you know, is fine with us. We
absolutely
started here. We'd be happy to end here.
This is home.
And right here in my hand, I have one of the reasons that this place is home. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that even if our you know, syndication deal... was to go by the wayside,
right?
And we'd feel bad for all of our loyal listeners in all those markets, but they would just have to understand that it's not you, it's the dirt.
Right.
We'd still be here at WJFK for 5 years. And, hey, Rob, do we have some very happy
up-tempo music that you could grab. That was just
happy music to indicate a happy place.
I'll take the Disney music right there, first one.
Perfect. This is a happy place.
Well, because this was an email sent by Cameron Gray, who is the operations director of the moment at WJFK. He lost the lottery, and he took the job.
Gladly took the job.
And he sent this note to, let me see, some guy named John Spahn, whoever that is. See, I don't know all the names because everybody has their AOL names here.
Right.
But in essence, he sent it to all the disc jockeys, all of the salespeople, and all of the nut-laden higher-ups.
And the support staff?
Yes, everybody got this. This was like CC'd to...
Really?
Jesus Christ, to 50 people.
Oh, good.
So he writes, to all... This is a note to remind you about the procedure regarding coming into the air studio. No one is to enter the studio to discuss any sales or promotions matters. Excuse me. Let me take this from the top.
Very good.
To all, this is a note to remind you of the procedure regarding coming into the air studio. No one is to enter the studio to discuss any sales and or promotions matters with air talent. All such matters should be going through producers anyway, but please make especially sure that you're not walking into the air studio while the show is on the air or when the talent is still in there. Please allow some built-in time for talent and producers to get ready for or to decompress after a show.
Wow.
We want to support and help with the sales and promotion process, but we'd like to make sure all such discussions are done at the appropriate times and in the appropriate venues.
Yeah, it's nice.
Please let me know if you have any questions, and I appreciate your anticipated support.
Mm. Well, that's very good, Cameron.
Well written.
Cameron Gray. Now, I also want to say that this didn't come from me, and I know this didn't come from Mike.
No.
Although the sales credents have learned not to come in here unless we ask them to come in.
Right.
So this was sent out, and basically it's a longstanding rule of most stations. Mm-hmm. You know, when the disc jockey's in here, you know, don't come in and go, hey, how would you like to cut a commercial for a car dealership, which I guess has been happening.
Right.
Well, here is the answer that was sent back from Salesperson of the Week, Tim McWilliams. And he didn't just send it to Cameron. He carbon copied it to everybody who received it.
Oh, wow.
Meaning not only all of the disc jockeys. Ooh. And
there's a thing on top that's reply, and there's a thing on top that's reply all.
Right. Was there any need for any kind of response to this memo?
Well, let me read you the response, and then you'll see why I'm just absolutely like a flower bursting in spring with happy thoughts about working here.
Very good.
That Cameron sent out what anybody, I think, would objectively say, that is a realistic request.
Kind of a standard procedure at most radio stations.
You know, just don't come in and bother the disc jockeys when they're doing their shows with sales stuff.
Right.
So, Tim McWilliams wrote back to everybody. I mean, I got all the names, you know, Alan Leinwand, Michael Hughes, Julie Fullman, all the executives, all the salespeople, everybody. You got it on your email at home. Here's his answer. Yo, Gray. He's on a last name basis, I guess, with Cameron Gray. And incidentally, he also used, I'll show you that, here was the font that Cameron sent, which could be described as petite.
Yeah. Normal.
And here is the font that Tim sent, which could be described as threatening.
Right.
Ooh. Yo, Gray, decompress this. Talent doesn't know what pressure is. Spend a month in sales and we'll talk.
Now, somebody's angry.
Now, if that...
Whoa!
That's not the sign of a happy, harmonious...
Talent doesn't know what pressure is.
No, but salespeople do. And I'm guessing that it didn't come from this room, but someone, Tim, must have been badgering one of the DJs here, and someone must have said something, and the memo went out, and, you know, you got to think it went out directed at Tim... Because he's the only one who took the time to respond to all...
Yo, Gray.
To all 56...
Yo, Gray.
To all 56 people who were sent this email.
Wow.
Let me see, Bud. Let me see if you got it. I'm trying to figure out...
No, I didn't get it.
No, you didn't. I got it. Mike got it. Ron and Fez got it. Charlie got it. Lisa got it, and then you work your way up. All the salespeople got it, and then all the way to the general manager and the vice president and stuff.
Wow. So should we assume that perhaps the email was directed at Tim initially? I would think so.
I don't know.
You know, with Tim, you never know. I'd certainly love to find out.
It's a generic email.
Find out why the hostility? Could we possibly investigate this further, please?
Well, I've asked. He's not here. He's not here.
What about Cameron? Would Cameron be willing to...
What's Cameron's number? I sent Cameron an email about...
I love a little people's court on the show to start a Friday.
Cameron worded that very nicely, I thought.
You know what Cameron's... I believe... do we all give Cameron thumbs up so far for his job?
Right.
He's stepping up and taking the bull by the balls, doing the job.
There used to be a giant sign on the door that said, salespeople stay out, but some of the salespeople found that offensive. Mm-hmm. The sign had to be taken down.
Here's Cameron. He's coming into the studio. Hi, Cameron.
Hey. Hi, you want some Dunkin' Donuts?
Hi, Greg.
With now new flavors of caramel.
So, hi, Cam. So, guys. Did you get my email that I sent you back? Did you get my reply?
No.
I replied to you directly based on Tim's reply.
Thank you.
Yo, Greg.
Yo, Tim.
Decompress this.
Right.
Talent doesn't know what pressure is. Spend a month in sales and we'll talk. Look, how did you interpret that? And not only, and incidentally, not only did he just send it to you,
right.
He sent it to everybody in the food chain.
Well, after you're reading the memo on the air, he's walking down the hall. He sees me. He says, you prick. I said, you hit reply all, stupid.
Oh, so he is here.
bring him in. Yeah. Get him in here.
I thought I saw
him. Come on. Let's get to the bottom of this. Yeah, let's.
This is good radio.
All right,
this is good radio.
Court is in session.
Okay, so we'll let in this corner.
Rob's going to get him. He's not going to come in. He's got to. Should I go there? Should I go to try to grab him?
No.
Is he going to come, Rob?
Joe's getting him right now. There is such an electricity that you can almost. It smells like bumper cars
in this corner. Cameron Gray,
right.
known to thus far as Gray.
Gray.
In this corner, Timothy Williams, who used to be known on this show as the singing sales guy.
It has been a long time since we've had Timothy Williams on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, Timothy Williams.
Tim McWilliams.
Jimbo. Good afternoon, salaried employees. Commissioner Salesman, Tim McWilliams.
So, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Tim, explain to me, please.
Come on, Ray. They're under pressure. Please.
Shut up, McWilliams. Now, Cameron sends out what I believe is a...
Like he's stripping out of console.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Please. Cameron sends out what I believe is a rather milquetoast...
Yeah.
Now, listen, don't come in the studio.
Look, you sleazy slut. Got the translation? Look, you slime ball sales guys, just stay out of the studio because you lowlifes aren't allowed to come in where us salaried employee talent guys are in there just,
freaking language you speak.
When we leave, we have to go out there and smoke and drink a half a bottle of stuff or rather just to absolutely calm down.
Tim, I think that you would find that Cameron's policy, and just a reminder of the policy, would be, I would believe, standard.
Yeah,
standard common practice.
Policy. I'm just saying what policy is. It wasn't even at me. It wasn't me, right?
It wasn't a what?
It wasn't at me. It wasn't directed at me.
No, it was not.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that directed. You know what? I really, when I knew
then
it was.
Then why'd you take it so personal?
I mean, he's looking at it like, hey, you slime bags don't come into the elitist studio.
I'm sorry. What is the word slime bag on that email?
Let me,
John, can you tell me?
Sales guys, there is no studio.
Okay, let me say, without the studio, there is no sales guys.
Right.
Well, what's some radio station without studios that have sales guys?
Why don't you go sell there and see if you can make as much as you make on our show?
Perhaps they're hiring. Not exactly. I'm exactly looking for another job, John.
Tim, I'm not exactly looking for you to leave. I was just looking to see where this...
No, there's a lot of love here. I mean,
this anger was
coming. I saw this caste system, and I said, you know what? This is hitting me below the belt. You guys don't exactly walk out of here and say, oh, Don, oh, man, I'm so glad the show is over. That was the toughest 4 hours. I mean, I had to cut my golf game back to get here.
Wow. Now we're going to take it personally.
Wow.
Because, Tim, yes, I do work hard.
You ever make 8:30 Saturday, Monday morning sales meeting, Mike?
What's that?
Hey, Tim, you ever sat in a meeting when the numbers come out? You ever sat there every single month and have your balls busted as you watch your future coming over a computer with the Arbitron ratings?
You know, you guys have the sales pressure. We have ratings pressure, not every 3 months, not every 5 months, every single month. We have for the entire time we've been working together.
Well, you know.
Tim, if we do three in a row, we get three in a row and we go down 3 points, 4 points,
mm-hmm.
three in a row, what do you think that leaves us?
Mike, wouldn't you consider the show an autopilot? Seriously.
Autopilot?
Autopilot.
Oh, autopilot.
So this is the problem.
Show
people
does
know
itself.
You. This you got this problem. Going on, that going on. It's boom. The numbers
autopilot.
Come on, oh, Mike, please.
Yeah, it's on right. Autopilot, Tim. That's it's real easy. You just come in and you flick a button every day.
People
you know what I
you.
Think?
You got it done.
You know what's on autopilot around here is your side of the building.
Oh, that's, hey, look at that line outside the window. That, those are all the people looking to buy orders from me. We got to make this show. We got to cut this
Let me show you the last ratings book, Tim. If you can't sell the last ratings book, you don't belong to
I'm
be here.
I'm not complaining about anything. I can sell this place. I sold it when you were, what, 17th or 14th? What was that?
That was one book. One book.
Right.
5.5 years
and
ago.
And it wasn't even a representative book. It was a bad book. It shouldn't have been there. But the
Cameron's memo was not disrespectful.
Oh, come on.
Your response was totally disrespectful.
Come on. Respect for the air talent and the producers. You know,
hold on. Let Cameron say something here. What do you want to say, Cameron?
I mean, it's just a simple matter of having respect for the work you guys do and the work the producers help you do. That's it. No one's calling you a scumbag or
low-life,
sleazebag sales guy.
That's ridiculous. I'm just saying show some proper respect and talk to these people outside the studio.
And here's a question. How would you like it when you're closing one of your crooked deals if we walked in and just started yelling?
Yeah.
How would you like that?
It happens all the time. We call it cubicles. Yeah.
Tim, I need someone. I think someone needs to pull you aside and explain to you how this works. That as much as it pains me to say this, it's a partnership.
God, I've been pulled aside so many times in this place, my shoulder's out of joint. You kidding me? Between line on the news and everybody else that's got a VP around here, you kidding me?
Tim,
I got a bad rotator cuff, baby.
Tim, relevant question. Here.
Yes.
For you, from me to you, when was the last time you had any serious downtime? Some time off. I think maybe it might be a. Yeah, we know you work hard, Tim. I'm wondering.
Up. Buzz thinks you're cracking up.
Yeah. Tim, how are you? I mean, are you okay? Is this a little tight?
No, the budgets are crazy.
When's the last time you had a nice vacation?
I haven't had a vacation this year.
Jesus Christ, Tim.
Take one.
No.
But I usually take one. You're allowed to take
vacation. I am allowed to take one. Yeah, that's right. I'll get one before the end of the year. That's
well, now, why haven't you taken a vacation?
You know, we got numbers up there, Don, and just killing numbers. I go to the beach. Well, who's going to sell? You know, it doesn't just pile in here.
Well, Tim, it's so easy.
No it's on stuff in sales.
And
you know
just said it's on autopilot. So what's the problem?
Hey, the show's on autopilot. You guys come in, you put your feet up, drink a little water. Next thing you know, you're
playing. I don't put my feet up.
The newscast, we go home.
What? Yeah, it's so easy. How about we switch places right now?
No, I'm not looking
for
you.
No! Hey!
Sorry.
No, it was like rating. If it's so easy.
What, we want to give Tim the rest of the break.
No.
We'll take a powder and let Tim handle it.
I'll go make a sales call.
No,
I don't think I'd have a problem calling an agency going, hi, how would you like to buy a show that's been number one for 19 out of the last 20 ratings books?
You want to do one now?
Pardon me?
You want to do one now?
A sales call?
A sales call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to do the show.
Oh.
You got to feel the pressure of doing the show. I'll be glad to make a sales call.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But
you
gotta...
made sales calls.
Well, back in the day.
Sure.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not looking to do the show.
I take great offense at this, that we are on autopilot.
Come on. And it's a decompressed thing is what I'm talking about. You guys walk out of here with your brow all wet from 4 hours of high pressure.
Yes. Yeah. Hello. Yes. Yes.
Come on.
That's
the whole memo right there. That's what it's about.
This is the problem. I don't know.
This is the problem. This is the problem.
I mean, I got to say, anybody standing in your way when that door opens,
other people can't speak.
Tim, we've not, incidentally, this didn't come from us, okay? Before you start saying no one's standing in your way,
you think it came from me? It did not come from us. This
it didn't
did not
come from me.
Come
I was standing minding my own business.
So there has to be somebody else that's on the radio station where this came from.
Who is it, Cameron?
I'm not going to name names.
There you go. That's right. No, he's
a WDFK.
You know, he's respecting.
We bite our own.
He's reasonable. No, you guys do that back in your cubicles back there.
And everyone, let's just
settle. That's where you all feed on each other.
Here's a question, Tim, that really hasn't been addressed. If it wasn't from Don and Mike, and if it doesn't affect you, why does it bother you? If you never bothered Don and Mike, why does it bother you? This is like you being upset about a traffic law in India. It's not going to affect you.
Hey, Tim.
I don't like those traffic laws.
Here's the bottom line,
Tim. I don't think they're right. That's a great shirt, by the way.
If you don't get it, you can't sell it. And if you think that we're in here phoning it in and it's goddamn autopilot, then you really don't get what we do.
Don, are you saying that there's somebody out there in the sales force that better get your show to me? Come on.
Well, I would have thought no until the last 10 minutes in which you said...
You know, the autopilot.
We come in and...
That hurts.
Phone it in.
Sorry, all right? It's not autopilot. You really do have to know what you're doing, all right? I give you that. All I'm saying is you guys are not exactly running out the door to your local shrink every Monday to Friday at 7:05. Is that true?
That's how do you know?
Don, how do you know?
Let's go around the room. Let's go around the room.
Don, have you seen a psychological person? Yes. Have I seen a psychological person? Yes. Buzz, do you see a shrink?
Yes.
Yes, we all do, Tim.
Maybe I didn't know the fine print.
Absolutely.
No. And listen, I'm just going to say something else on behalf of everybody in this show.
Oh. You know what this is?
They call this, you can put any name you want on it, but they call this dealing with a-hole pills.
You see what it says on this prescription?
Take one tablet 3 times a day by mouth. You know why? Because if I didn't take these, I'd kill someone.
Like sales guys sitting in the cubicle saying, this show's on autopilot.
Right.
Yeah. Emailing it to the rest of the free world.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, all right?
Well, I think this is
going
very well.
I didn't mean it to be directed at you. It came from Mr. Gray here.
No, Gray.
I hear you.
Yo, Gray.
Yo, I hear you. Yo, Gray.
Yo, Gray.
Decompress this.
Talon doesn't know what pressure is. Tim, Gray, you know, if you wanted a better way to alienate yourself from all of the people that work in program, you could not have come up with a better way.
Well, I tried my best. Did I do good?
Good job.
You did good.
All right.
Sorry, Tim. You did it with some of us years ago anyway.
You did good.
Well, gentlemen, am I done?
Yeah, that's it. You're done.
More than you know.
Thank you.
You're done. Thank you, Tim.
We'll just relax. Be sitting here on autopilot, continuing to deliver those great ratings for you.
There you go. There he goes. Tim McWilliams, ladies and gentlemen.
I had no idea.
God damn. All right, Cameron. So
thanks,
hold on.
Cameron.
Don't just walk out. What's your take on this, Cameron?
It's just comical. It's absolutely comical.
Yeah, you know, if you can't laugh at this, you can't.
And having worked on shows before I got this position, I was tired and needed decompression after just working on the show. I can't even imagine hosting a show. The guy just doesn't live in this reality.
You know, and hey, I'm going to give Tim McWilliams some props here. You know, he's got balls.
Yeah.
And in the same breath, let me say,
what a dick. Let me say, I think everybody here works hard, but I take a great umbrage with this, you know, on autopilot. Really, Tim? Well, I tell you what, pal. Stick around for 5 years and see how well you do when Mike and I take a powder in 5 years. See how easy it is without us in 5 years.
Sitting here drinking beverages and putting our feet up.
Hey,
what an a-hole.
How dare he.
All right, so Mike does that. But
nice and cold.
But he's funny. He's funny. Well, here we are. Excuse me. Let me just phone it in. Let me just put this baby. You know what? Let me just put this baby on autopilot just for a second to see what happens, okay? Let's just put it on autopilot for a second. It's running pretty smooth on autopilot, isn't it?
I like it.
Look at that.
Hey, McWilliams.
Hey there, Donnie.
Am I done here?
Pressure. Jesus Christ. You want pressure? Come in once a month and look at a flawed rating system that spews out your future every 30 days. You son of a bitch. You don't think that's pressure? You don't think that's effing pressure? To sit there and pray and go through rituals going, oh, we better be the next, you know, when it takes out and goes, WTOP number one, you go, oh, if we're not number two, I'm going to kill myself.
You know, I came out of the studio one day, collapsed, and blood came from every opening I had. Blood flow like you've never seen before.
But that was because you were on the Percocet, like
well,
Jerry.
Well, what it was, the Percocet was hiding a grapefruit ulcer.
Yeah, he was literally bleeding to death.
I was bleeding to death.
Anyway, what a happy place to work this is.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, guys.
What a happy
thank you, Cameron. That's a nice memo.
Thanks, Cameron.
Parts of it around.
Nice job.
Yo, Gray.
Hey, Cameron?
Yes, Geronimo.
Gray?
Gray.
Now, the thing is, being as Stern is piped in from New York and O'Reilly's piped in from New York.
Yes.
Well, I think the list of suspects is rapidly starting to...
Pat Goss.
Yeah, right. It's Pat
Godwin. Hi, Don.
It was the music show.
I don't know. Anyway, listen, whoever it is, they're right. Salespeople should not come in during the show, before the show, after the show. Pick a separate.
As a matter of fact, the next memo, based on Tim's response, I think all the salespeople should gather, those that are here that are not out on sales calls at the conclusion of every program.
Or those that are not out simply goofing off today.
This is true. And line up in the hallway and just a gentle golf applause every night when we go to our cars.
Yeah.
I think that'll work.
As we go to our therapist.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
All right, guys.
Okay, thanks, Cam. Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's easy to hide behind a cubicle, son.
You know, there was a lot of going on there. Did Tim imply he was seeing a therapist? Because obviously that guy's doing his job.
Hey, you know, with all seriousness, Tim, take a break. I mean, get some downtime.
Tim, I'm gonna go further. Get help. I don't think vacation is what's called for here. I mean, call Dr. Melfi. Right. Call Dr. Melfi. Call a local hospital. See if they got a bed for the weekend.
The moment we'll be whipping out the dealing with an a-hole pills.
The thing is, though, is I think if he leaves here, he's going to die. Mm-hmm. If he spends more than 20 hours out of this building, he'll cease.
Yeah.
It's all he has.
And
Rob.
And
Rob.
Tim, I know you're still listening back there, balling your fist up at the speaker. I have just one last point on this autopilot thing. That, and I know, Tim, you're a sports buff like myself. George Brett, who used to play for the Kansas City Royals, would make it look effortless to come up and hit singles and hit doubles and hit triples.
That's right.
And a lot of people said, boy, that George Brett, it just comes so easy to him. I got news for you. Pal, the really good ones, whether it's radio or sports or business or sales, they make it appear as if it's effortless.
Right.
That's the trick. If you're in here laboring and continually doing stuff that doesn't work, if you're a ball player and you're swinging at everything all over the place.
Yeah, you're showing no plate discipline.
Right. Hey, don't fault us for doing such a spectacular job that to someone with a small intellect, it appears easy. Because it's not. You know what is easy? Getting a ratings book every 3 months, going, oh, Don and Mike are number one again, and going to the agency and saying, I need more money.
Right.
That's easy. Talent doesn't know what pressure is.
Yeah. Put it where the sun don't shine.
Right, Tim.
Feet up all the time.
Jesus Christ.
Drinking.
Drinking.
You know, and even if Mike does put his feet up and drinks all the time, he's earned the right to do that.
That's right.
He's earned the right to do that.
And you know what? The one thing we didn't mention about the our jobs, we screw up, 6 million people know about it.
Right. Hey, and unlike you sales guys, I know you think that we live the life of kings here. Mike was absolutely right. We have 3 bad books in a row. We're out. We're out. That's the pressure of it.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, that's the pressure of it.
Mm-hmm.
And even more than that, I live month by month. Here's Charles Broyhill. Oh, you ready for the draft? Yeah, let's do this. Okay, let's change topics here for a second.
Are we going to do it now, or are we going to...
No, we're going to do it now. Here on Autopilot, I've actually planned out a show today in which we have something in the next break that we have to get to. You know, normally, you know, if we were on Autopilot, well, hell, we would just kick back and say, oh, we'll do the picks later.
I read you there, Donnie.
But we got a show to do. Because I planned it, Tim! Every effing day! But come in here and take a look at my notes, you douchebag. I would bet I work harder than you, Tim. Do you think about your job 24 hours a day, Tim? Do you go on vacation with your family and have your son say to you, Dad, why don't you turn it off? Why don't you stop thinking about work all the time? You dick. Would you possibly know the last time that you called on a client? I can tell you, I look right here on my thing and said the last time we did dialing for transvestites or any other of our bits. Because that's what I do. And Mike comes in and does his job every day, because that's what he does. And so does Buzz. You dick. You absolute dick. Negative ass. I swear, I wanted to say it for a long time. I'm just going to say it. You know, I'm tired of this BS. And who's the first, and Mike, please back me up on this.
All right.
Who's the first to come when the ratings come out and stand up and go, hey, Don, Mike,
Great job again, as always.
Right.
Number one, you make my job so easy.
Yeah, nice to know that it's all BS.
Yeah.
That what he really thinks. I mean, I think he indicated what he really thinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like, hey, decompress. Like, what we do is nothing. That's what that says.
Yeah.
That's the attitude.
Well, it's autopilot. Mm-hmm. You know, after all these years, it's autopilot. Mm-hmm. Just autopilot. That's all it is. Yeah. 18 years of working together and kicking ass. Not to mention the 15 years I put in before that by myself, working my way up the ladder. It's all very easy.
I'm just cruising.
And, Tim, you know the worst part? You've made me have this meltdown in front of my son today.
Yes, we are all in here now because it's time for the lottery.
Bart, you see. Now, Bart, step up for a second. Step up for a second. You tell Mr. Tim McWilliams, when I get home at night, and I know this has been a big topic of discussion in our house, am I stressed out when I get home at night?
No.
Okay. Come on, don't sell me out here.
According to Mom, you are.
Yeah, right. Just last weekend. Oh, that's
fine. Don, it's fine. It's fine. Let it go.
Shut up, bitch.
It's fine.
You come in one day and put your ass on the line. When you get immediate feedback right away, it's good, it's bad. Right away, and you live with it. You do a bit that sucks and then take a commercial break and have to come back on and do something and immediately have it be good. You try it, Tim.
You didn't mind what he said, though.
No, I did. Not at all. I'm cool with it. I like Tim. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Good people.
Stop the charade, please. Dick. Supreme dick. And I say that on behalf of disc jockeys everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
I really do.
Count on it. Print it.
Okay, so we're having the... Robbie, I'm going to need the transition music. You know, I can't get out of this.
I enjoy the mood.
I know you thrive on it. Rob was jumping in, wanting to accuse him of his shady deals.
He's on Rob's list.
So we're going to change
crooked deals.
We're going to change the topic now. We have the WJFK fantasy draft. Charlie, we're entering year number what is this that we've done this now?
I think it's the fifth.
The fifth year,
maybe. I'm not sure.
That we've done our fantasy draft and
the ups, the downs, the betrayals, and you know, it's something Tim mentioned about you know, feeding on each other. And now that I think of the history of our fantasy league, I think it's important to point out that
there's a dynasty.
There, well, no, that's not what I was going to point out, Charlie.
Oh, sorry.
You know, there have been some sellouts.
There have been some teams that some guys that have been bright enough to have an overall record approaching 700 over the 5 years that we've been doing it.
Thank you.
Wow. You guys,
I was speaking about myself.
You guys actually are pretty obsessed.
Yeah. No, I actually went through
that. Did you compile? Now, did you take the time to compile everybody else's records?
No, I only looked at mine.
All right.
Well, if yours is so great, last year could not have helped you.
Last year, if you recall, I ended up 7-9.
You didn't win. The year before, though, you were 14-1.
Correct.
Well, I still won the championship, but you were 14-1.
14-1.
Listen. You know I don't belong in this league.
It's very listen to this. They remember their records.
It's very competitive.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. First,
you would, too, if you won.
Before we do this.
I did win. I went to the Super Bowl one year, Charlie, against Big Gum Jim.
Before we do this.
I don't.
Didn't I?
I don't know. We can ask him.
Does anybody want to talk to a dick who says we always complain?
No.
Patch him through to Tim McWilliams.
Sure. Okay. Hey, Dick.
Hey, I'm
Dick, listen, call Tim McWilliams. Call Tim McWilliams, and if if you don't like what we're doing, who's forcing you to listen to it?
Your simple answer, don't listen. Why don't you just do something funny?
What, I've got news for you. Again, because I'm so much smarter than you, what we've just done was highly entertaining. But unfortunately,
the arguing was, but every day you just cry and whine, man. It's so annoying.
And you listen every day. Why is that? If it's so bad.
Listen to but music. I'll put in.
There is nothing else to listen to but music. How about you listen to the sound of my. Oh, goodbye.
He's no fun.
There's not much sound there because she has no teeth. Bart, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
And now let's get down to the lottery. Yes, sir, fantasy football, as we make the transition from McWilliams to Ugly Collar to the draft lottery for the Fantasy Football League.
All right, so Charlie, how many teams do we have this year?
We have 10. We've added two. Cameron, who you heard earlier.
Gray.
Right.
Yo, Gray.
G-Money. And
Big Gum Jim, who used to work here, and Julie, who also used to work here.
And they are on line 10 joining us now. Jim and Julie, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, do you guys miss working here now?
God, I miss Tim.
I do, too.
What's that? I had trouble understanding you, caller.
I really missed you, Mike. I was still looking forward to seeing you at the wedding. And
I'm sorry we missed each other, BG.
Big Gum Jim. Okay, so everybody that's got a team is here. That's me, Mike, Bart, who's going to play from college this year. Lisa, are you separate or with Charlie?
Separate.
Separate? Separate.
Princesses.
Charlie Broyhill, John Norman, Buzz, thank you for joining us again, Cameron Gray, and Robbie Spiewak.
Dear friend.
My dear friend. We are ready now for the draft order. Now, how do we decide who picks the envelope?
It doesn't really matter. I have no idea what order they're in here, so just...
Mike, why don't you shuffle them up?
All right.
Just to make sure. To kind of trust Mike.
Kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
Me too.
When it comes to fantasy, I kind of trust you, pal. I have a long memory. It's one of the cruelest things you ever did to me, man.
Can I change my team name real quick?
Sure. Yeah, well, what do you want to call it?
The Autopilots.
The Autopilots? There we go.
All right, Bart, you want to pick first? No. Oh, I'll pick first. What the hell?
Hold on a second. I'm not done shuffling.
Here we go. This is very exciting.
You know, I think I'll just hand these out.
I think we should have a drawing to see who picks first.
Don, there's yours. I think that's the way it's going to work.
I want to pick it.
I think that I'm taking control of something in this league. And
all right, Bart? Go ahead. Okay, hold on. All right, I pick, and I've got my envelope.
And I don't open it yet. Okay. Let's all grab them before we open, then we will open them. Thanks. All right. I'm going to think it's the last one. All right.
Everybody, now this is very exciting.
Now, Don, I think really for the benefit of people that might not
Jim
be tracking,
and Julie just get screwed with their
pick? No.
I think there we should explain what we're doing here because we haven't done that.
This is like the NBA draft lottery. Everybody now in our league is getting a 1 to 10 position, telling them where they're going to pick when we have our fantasy draft, which we'll be having on the air the day before the season starts.
This is not. We're not picking any players right now. What we are doing is we are picking what order we get to go in.
Okay.
Right. Ready?
Open.
Who's opening mine?
Charlie will open.
Hours, Jimmy. Hours.
I got 9. Who got 1?
Probably J and J.
Oh no.
Barry, what did you get?
Mike got 1. Oh baby. I got the number 1 pick.
Look out.
There goes Jeremy
Shockey. All right, so let's go through the order. Mike is
the little boy in Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Mike is number 1. Who has the number 2 pick?
John Norman does.
John Norman. Who will pick number 3?
A nice batch of number 3.
Yes. Robbie. Yes. Who has number 4?
Bart
does. Number 5?
Gray.
Number 6? Buzz.
Oh, Gray.
Number 7?
Lisa. Princesses.
Number 8?
Jimmy
and Julie are number 8.
I am number 9.
And I'm number 10.
Yay. All right.
Woohoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a good year.
Okay. Mike, you want to trade your pick?
Yeah, okay.
I'll entertain all offers when we get rolling. BG?
Number 4 pick looking pretty sweet, Dad.
I'm not going to trade with you again like I did last year. Don't worry about it.
Oh, look at that.
Corner?
I'm going to stay now.
Which aim? Because Mike is the only one who ever pays to improve his draft position, and he already got number 1.
I know. Thank you, Rob, and I understand your jealousy, and I accept it. There's no problem there.
Mike, right now, off the top of your head, you have the number 1 pick in our fantasy league. 1 month from now, we'll be doing the draft. Who are you looking at right now?
Marshall Faulk.
Okay. Which team are you drafting this year?
that's a philosophy that's worked for me.
I know it
a
has.
Lot of guys
except
the
for last
team.
Year in the
except
Saints.
Except for last year, because I thought the Saints were going to do really well. I don't know. Who has the number 2 pick?
John Norman.
John, who are you thinking about at number 2? Marshall Faulk one.
I don't know. I'd hate to have to ace you out of Mike Vick, but it might be a tempting pick.
Mike Vick? Okay, number 3 then. Who's 3? Gray?
It would have to be a highly rated
Robbie.
Congratulations, John.
Quarterback. I don't have my magazine yet.
Quarterback. Okay. All right. Mike, you don't have to wear it on your head.
Well, I'm very proud of this pick. I'm very, very proud of my number 1 pick.
The number 1 pick. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. That's the draft order.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you, Lisa. Congratulations,
Lisa,
Mike.
Lisa, well, yeah, you know, Lisa pops down once in a while, gives me the finger. I haven't gotten the finger from Lisa in a long time.
All right, oh, and, Bart, hold on. Get on the mic here. This might be your last time. Bye, Jimmy and Julie.
Bye.
Bye from Los Angeles.
This might be your last chance to actually be in the studio. 2 weeks from now, Mom and I will be taking you down to college. So, well, come on. Any final parting words?
No.
You know, really, I mean, I think that there are people that have literally listened to you grow up on the radio. There are people that remember when you were a little bitty out there. And I think, you know, perhaps some final words. I don't have the pressure.
Yeah, just say anything to the people that are listening, because you probably won't be on.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay. All right, bud. I love you.
I'm filling up.
Well, listen, it's not, you know, he's got his image on the air.
Is that a Clemson hat that he's wearing?
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay, because it kind of looks like a Cubs hat.
No, it's a purple with the orange C on it.
Cool.
There you go. All right, bud. See you later. Love you. So that's the draft order. That's okay. It.
How about that?
Mike O'Mara with the number one pick.
I've never had it. I have never had the number one pick. I'm astonished.
Mm-mm-mm.
How do you suppose he was able to conjure that when he was mixing up the envelopes?
Now, I don't... You know what?
Yeah.
Sleight of hand.
Is the corner bent or anything?
Sleight of hand. Yes, I conjured it. It was all a scheme.
You sure that's not Tim?
It was a plot.
Oh, it is.
It was a plot.
That's okay, because actually, now watch me rationalize this. With the number 9 pick, that means that Charlie gets 10 and 11, and then we go backwards, so I get 12.
Right.
So I actually get number 9 and number 12. So I'm good at number 9. So you'll have to wait 19 more picks for your second guy.
Yes, but it'll be the wait will be enjoyable after I get the best player in the NFL.
You still get 19 and 22.
Yeah, but I am very excited about my number one pick.
Stop making it bad.
No, I'm saying it's good. Because you'll have 3 picks in 22, whereas he'll only have 2.
Oh.
And what about you?
I'll still be ahead of you as well.
Well, how do I get hoard?
No, it'll all even out.
Out of 22. Yeah, out of 22.
I'm sure there'll be some players left.
I know we don't have a sports show, but I'd like to... I wouldn't mind knowing what every... Because, you know, did you notice when I gave everybody what I'm thinking about for my first pick, there was total silence among our league mates here? I'd like to hear some educated people that know about it, but I'd like to hear their opinion on my little number one.
I'm right here.
What do you think?
And seriously, no, I'm not busting your balls. If it was mine, I take Mike Vick first.
Okay, Michael Vick.
That would be my choice. Buzz, who would your choice be?
It would have been Marshall Faulk or Michael Vick, actually. If I
the only names given them, coincidentally.
No. They were on my team last year, both of them.
Johnny,
so thank you and good night.
Who would you take number one, Johnny?
No, I think Mike should really take Marshall Faulk with number one.
I think it'd be a great pick.
Okay. What pick do you have, John?
2.
This is a cutthroat league, ladies and gentlemen. He wants Michael Vick. That's why. Anyway, congratulations, Mike. Good for you. And I mean that.
I'm very happy. I've never had this kind of luck. And, you know, a couple of dead years for me, and perhaps going to bounce back this time and actually really, really finally rise to the top where I'm at.
I didn't know how to say this to you, but frankly, the last couple of years, I think, in fantasy football, you've been on autopilot.
You're damn right about
you've
that.
You've been phoning it in.
No argument. Had my feet up the whole time.
I wondered if anyone would get in a fantasy pool to see what week Mike has his fire sale.
Oh, you are cruel. I'm going to wow you all this year. I'm going to wow you all.
When Wellington O'Mara cleans house.
And incidentally, this number one pick is not necessarily going to stand pat. I could entertain offers.
You're shopping? You're shopping it? Already in stock.
Are you shopping for picks or are you shopping for cash?
I would actually entertain the number one pick for the entry fee.
Done.
I haven't made my decision yet, but I'm entertaining.
I'm such a sucker. This is why I buy so many bad cars.
Now Lisa just came in. You want some of that too?
A bidding war.
Yep. That's what it sounds like to me.
I can beat her in a bidding war.
Very good.
I make more money than she does.
All right.
No problem.
I think, obviously, on draft day, that's when we'll talk about it.
Oh, no. It's got to be before draft day.
Okay. Lisa, I'll talk to you during the break.
Don't take terms to me. What did Lisa get you for your birthday? Oh, that's right. Nothing. what did I? Oh, a DVD recorder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Right.
Wow, we're going to the guilt.
I make about 1 millionth of what you
make. And Lisa, I'd say to you before you are so quick to cut me off,
who came to your wedding and then was actually in the wedding party? Oh, me. And who was on vacation and couldn't make it? That would be mine. Uh-huh.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the most cutthroat league in Fantasyland.
Whatever.
Well, if it's a bit
Buzz,
more,
you
want
to say something? What do you want to say?
Can I just give you my money now and call it a season?
Now, Mike, congratulations. And my advice really would be hold on to it.
I think I am going to hold on to it.
Hold on to it and take the best guy that you think.
I think I'm going to hold on to it. And Kerry Collins is looking pretty good.
Yeah. We got a break. We'll be back with a guest because it was planned. It's not an autopilot, Tim. Dummy. All you dummies out there.
Tim just walked by the window just now with a cigar. Oh, my God. It's fun. It's fun working here, and it's a great start to a Friday show.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. And one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... Look, let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got the alleged slut.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband.
The Don and Mike Show. Two willful boys, Don and Mike.
Right. Well, we've all decompressed now.
Yeah, but we'll need to decompress again.
Yeah. Come 7 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So make sure you clear the hallway.
Don't be talking to us.
We'll have to pull an Opie and Anthony when we leave tonight.
That's right.
Make everybody hide in the offices. Make no eye contact with us on the way out of the building.
Remember that rule?
That dick.
Walk shoulder to shoulder.
Don't. That was really an edict.
Yeah.
Don't make eye contact. That's what they used to say about him. Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it specifically Greg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't want to talk to anybody.
And don't make eye contact with them.
Don't speak to them on the way out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, come on. We're dicks, but we're not a dick like that.
Right. Exactly.
We only get upset when we go down to the parking lot and there's some guy hiding down there.
That would get...
You've seen on the security camera.
Mm-hmm.
They're just waiting for you. Hey! Wow! So this is where you were. Now that's nutty.
Very creepy.
Yeah. That's nutty. Friday, he wasn't here yesterday on Thursday because he's at some sex convention.
Oh.
The inventor of the world's greatest website. I go there all the time, www.mrskin.com. Sir Jim McBride, known to many of you as Mr. Skin. So, Jimmy, what sex convention are you at this weekend?
Well, it's the Adult Internet Show.
Oh.
I'm in Florida, and they do two a year. Two big ones a year. There's one in Vegas in January, and then this one here in Florida. And basically, we have this big hotel in Florida, and they have the whole hotel is just for the Adult Internet Show. So every room is for the adult show, you know, and parties galore. As a matter of fact, when I'm done with the interview, I have to run down to the 4 o'clock bikini party, followed by a 3-hour pool party that we're hosting later.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's right. I always tell my friends always come to Vegas to go to the show because it's like the way to picture the show is picture the auto show, but it's porn. So, like, at one booth, you'll see a sex machine that has different things popping out of it. And then another one, you know, you'll see another booth will be a lesbian display. Another booth will be strippers. It's just amazing.
Wow. Anybody doing a remote down there?
So you're live from the sexateria right now.
Yes, I had to run upstairs from the show, and then I run back for the big party. So
what do they do, take a big jug of Lysol and just disinfect the building after that's all done?
Scary dudes are out here. It's a... You don't have to be smart to make money in porn, I guess.
Well, now, Jim, you know, the question is what you do porn?
No, and that's what's cool.
And I don't think it is.
Yeah, right. What works great for us is we walk that fine line between porn and mainstream. Obviously, we're adult, but we're R-rated. And the reason we come here is we make a lot of the biggest X-rated sites will send us traffic, and they love doing business with us because their clientele is there to see porn, but it's nice to give them the option to send them somewhere where they could see celebrities. So we make big deals you know, in that regard. So it works out great for us because we're not really, obviously we're not an X-rated site, but we get to do business with all those guys.
All right, then, listen, we won't keep you from your your party. Let's talk. I know this weekend, American Pie, the wedding.
Yes.
There's always good nudity in the American Pie movies. There's that awful giggly or whatever it is with the with what's their name, Dummy and Dummy. And
Jennifer Lopez, yes.
So is there good nudity in American Pie, the wedding?
Yeah, and I can always count on this, the American Pie, threesome here, because the original American Pie obviously had great. Number two had good nudity, and this one, American Wedding, did not let us down. Now, the scene everyone will be talking about from a nudity standpoint is the bachelor party scene where Jason Biggs has his bachelor party. Now, the girl, one of the girls who gets naked is Nikki Ziering. She was a September 97 Playmate of the Month, and she was married to Ian Ziering, the guy from 90210.
Oh, do you remember we had that guy on our show, and he got pissed and walked out because we called him Ian?
Called him Ian. He said, it's Ian, and then we kept calling him Ian. He got mad.
You know, if someone told me to call him that, I'd immediately call him the opposite. Right, I agree.
Exactly. He walked out. So anyway, it's his ex-wife.
His ex-wife, right. And she's super hot. I mean, she's in a cop's uniform and strips down. Mm. And great shot of her cans. Now, the other babe is in a maid's outfit. Her name is Amanda Swiston. Now, she also gets topless, and this is her only movie credit so far. So hopefully, like in the remember the very first American Pie when Shannon Elizabeth, she was an unknown. She got naked, and then her career kind of took off. Hopefully Amanda Swiston will get the same kind of PR from this as Shannon Elizabeth did.
All right, and I'm guessing in the Ben and Jen movie, there's nothing there, right?
Well, I got to tell you, this could be one of the worst movies ever made. And
right.
The one thing about this is this movie, Geely, is... All right, we know it's terrible. The critics have already said it. Everyone who's seen it so far has been saying it's terrible. It opens today, but it's rated R. So in the back of your mind, you're thinking, okay, I hope that we get some J-Lo nudity. It's rated R. But the R is for violence, you know, and bullets and swearing and stuff. So it's a terrible movie. It's rated R, and you don't even get to see J-Lo naked.
Just
so
throw it in the trash right now.
And the one thing I want everyone to know, she has done nudity. It just was early in her career before she was famous. She did a movie called Money Train with Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and Wesley has his hands on her breast. It's a real nice top.
And Mike, if you go right here in your gym skin pack towards the back, it is a shot from the movie Money Train, 1995.
Oh, yeah.
And that is Jennifer Lopez's breast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a nice areola. Just
beautiful
areola.
And the thing about, you know, kind of bums you out, this is so common in Hollywood. You know, you're unknown, you're trying to make a name in the biz, you're much more willing to do a nude scene. Now that she's a big star, big diva, you know, all of a sudden she can't get naked in the movie.
You know, she is so hot in that movie, though. She really is. I mean, the whole movie, every time she's on screen, she's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Right, oh, so, no question.
So there's no nudity in that. There's lots of nudity in American Wedding.
Yeah, American Wedding, definitely check it out. Good nudity, and it's a good movie, too.
Good, 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 good. And, you know, you mentioned the thing about the violence, and that's why it gets the R rating. When I went to Bad Boys 2, I thought, because there's some hot sisters in that movie, I thought maybe you'd see one or two girls, like, with their tops off. Now, granted, I like gratuitous violence, and there's a scene where they're driving on that highway, the Cosgrove in Miami, and dead bodies are falling out of this morgue truck, and Will Smith is driving over them and hitting them, and I'm thinking, that's why it got the R rating, right?
Right.
Because it had so many dead bodies just flying everywhere?
Right. There was a, if you remember, there was a scene in the autopsy room with a female corpse.
Oh, with the huge jugs,
huge breasts, and
okay.
You know, the girl's name's Jessica Carr. She's never done anything else. And funny because when your credits in a movie's name is female corpse, you know you don't really have much of a role.
Hey, Jimbo, you know, that's right. You got the greatest memory. Yeah. I just saw the movie last weekend.
Right.
Didn't even remember there's a scene where Martin Lawrence actually has to, they're in this morgue, and he has to climb under the sheets
with
with this girl. Mm. And she's just, and there's a scene of him with his face
right down by our boobs for like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
You're right. I totally.
Yeah, but see, the problem is I totally forgot all the other stuff that happened. I only remember that. So.
You know, if she ever does become a star, that would be a hell of a story.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be. You go from female corpse to big star. But
right.
Somehow I don't have the feeling she's going to be a big star.
You're probably right.
Yes. But,
so what do we have on the Divot this weekend?
Well, something that I think you guys would really appreciate, because we have kind of the same taste in history and in breasts, and they're releasing anew on DVD The Wild, Wild World of Jane Mansfield. And
wow.
For those of you out there who don't know too much about Jane Mansfield, she was kind of a poor man's Marilyn Monroe. When she obviously was never the star Marilyn was, and she didn't get the same roles, nor was she as good an actress as Marilyn Monroe. But
she had, I think, a better body.
Her body, oh, without question, her measurements at one point were 40, 21, 35, all natural.
Wow.
And like I said, I agree. Marilyn is Marilyn, and, you know, we all bow to Marilyn, no question. But Jane Mansfield was sexy in a different way, and she was just, and she did things to promote herself that, you know, Marilyn didn't have to. And one of the things she did was get naked in a movie. She did a movie called Promises, Promises in 1963, which is one of the first American movies that had nudity in it. And she has some great scenes toweling off, some good scenes in the tub and in bed. And in this Wild, Wild World of Jane Mansfield, they show those scenes from Promises, Promises. And if you like natural breasts, big,
yeah,
hot babe, you got to check this out.
And she was involved with, like, many, many major Hollywood players, right? I mean, like Frank Sinatra and guys like that, right?
Well, you know what? Marilyn obviously was. She was married to a guy named Mickey Hargitay. Does that mean, what was she doing stuff on the side? I don't know. But as far as she had the illusion of a married babe out there.
So. All I know is that when I was a kid, you know, any time that I would be around my parents and their friends, when the hubba hubba talk would start, it would always be, oh, but this Jane Mansfield.
Right.
I mean, because there was definitely discussion about who was hot back then.
Right.
And now you really got to go back in the day. But Jim's right. If you want to see a relatively good-looking woman.
And as you said, the first nudity in American film.
And
you
know? Just yes. Killer teeth. I mean, teeth to die for. a wild, 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 wild,
wild world of Jane Mansfield.
Jane Mansfield. Wild stuff. That's a good pull. What else, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's real good. And then one other thing I did, I kind of found a fun thing you guys might get a kick out of. There was a movie from 1982 called One from the Heart that was directed by Francis Ford Coppola. It's a musical. Very few people know about it. He's not too proud about it. The critics hated it.
Hey.
Believe it or not, he did a musical. But what's neat about it is
hey.
A babe named Terry Garr, who we all know from Frankenstein and being on Letterman.
One of your favorites, right, Don?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not aged gracefully now that she does commercials for radio stations.
Right.
But back in the day.
Back in 1982, she wasn't too shabby. Yeah. And she, in this movie, the cool thing about this movie is that she did her only nude scene in it. It's called One from the Heart. The scene starts where she's downstairs, she starts undressing, walks up the stairs, goes into the shower, and then they show a great scene as she's getting out of the shower. And I just wanted to show you guys, we found a DVD in Europe of this. It's not available on DVD here. I thought you'd get a kick out of Terry Garr's breast because it was a nice find last week.
Now, I know that every week it sounds like I'm doing a commercial, but really, you're on MrSkin.com, and you're thinking, well, you know, back in the day, like young Frankenstein, right? Terry Garr was a piece of ass.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, too, right?
Yeah, right. So you type in the name Terry Garr. And I know you're thinking, and I would have thought before today's segment, she's never done any nudity.
Right.
You type in the name, and I mean, you don't see like one of these brief flashes.
Mm-hmm.
You see both of them.
Wasn't she in Tootsie, too?
Yeah, she
yeah,
or TT.
Nice look at her tootsies here.
She used to be on Johnny all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice, nice boobs. Not huge, but nice.
No, it's just one of those things you remember. You know, it's one of those things you got to put it in. You got to say you saw the Terry Garr naked.
Now, you know what it is, and Mr. Skin alluded to this before. It's your contribution to history, Jimmy. That's what it is.
And Jimmy, the stuff you have from American Pie and American Pie 2.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say that I know it's been out for, I don't know, 5 years or whatever. This Shannon Elizabeth in the original American Pie.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Look at just from the neck down to the belly button.
Yep.
And you tell me what's wrong with those fun bags.
Yeah, yep, pretty amazing.
I included that to show you how great this the series has been American Pie 2 and American Wedding. And that Shan Elizabeth scene is definitely top 10 all-time nude scenes.
Those Titanic orbs.
It works.
Wow, she's great. Now, also we have Lisa Arturo.
Yeah, Lisa Arturo and Denise Faye were the lesbian babes in American Pie 2.
Right.
That funny scene upstairs. And they have not gone on to bigger and better things so far, but they still had some great nude scenes in that.
Yeah, and it's good lesbo action.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's in a comedy.
Yep.
But in the context, it seems, again, why Mr. Skin's side is so great. You could watch American Pie 2.
Right.
And because, like, this lesbo scene is funny,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to feel anything move.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? I think it combines, having seen this scene, it works on a couple of different levels. It really does.
Yeah.
And going back to American Pie, you go to the scene with Shannon Elizabeth in front of the mirror. But she's just, it's
fantastic.
I mean, goddamn.
All Brett's answer to those.
So let me see. This week we've got American Pie, The Wedding in the Theaters, that has nudity.
And really, nudity. First time in quite a while we've had something to, go see in the theater.
Yeah, the American Pie, the American Pie movie sequels, they don't do PG-13. They're all R-rated. Good
Outstanding.
Stuff.
And then if you go to MrSkin.com, you can get the American Pie trilogy, Shannon Elizabeth and Lisa Arturo. And then for those of you who are in our demo, see Terry Garr topless, and maybe if you remember your dad talking about
this piece. You better call your dad up and have him check out Jay Manson.
Right.
I'll tell you what, I love Jay Manson. That's like, even though she was before my time, I didn't get to see her in movies, when she was living.
Yeah, well, she's ageless. That's the magic of the film, absolutely.
Well, Buzz,
yes.
Do you remember when you were a young college student going to see Jane Mansfield movies?
Yes, I did, yes. Buzz went to some of her book signings.
I was attracted to younger women then.
All right, Jim, well, listen, have a great time at your porno convention.
I'll try.
And, again, the site is www.MrSkin.com. And one last question I have to ask. Let's turn this music off. Jim, when you go to this thing, these things that you're not a pornographer, you're
nope.
A guy with celebrity nudity, but there's all that stuff going on. You just got married. Do you bring your wife with you?
No, you know there's a lot of reasons I don't, but the main reason is this is just, it's overkill. Like she's cool with me doing all this stuff, but I think if she actually saw what goes on down here, she wouldn't be cool with it. It's better that she stays home, and I just tell her that I got a lot of business done out.
There you go. All right, Jim, have a great time. We'll see you next week.
All right, you guys, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, he is a horn doggy. You can tell that he was into giving us the report, but at the end there, he wants to get down to that party.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He is absolutely. I just said the same word you said. But really, my favorite guest that we have every week.
He delivers, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, and now you have to be of our age, but Terry Garr.
Yeah.
I got to admit, there's the curiosity factor.
Sure.
I've always wondered, what do those knockers look like?
And Shannon Elizabeth, real or fake? They're fake, I think.
They look too good to be real.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't they look, Buzz, are you looking at them?
I did.
Don't they look, Robbie, take a look.
I want to believe they're real.
Don't they look too perfect to be real?
You know what, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean, look at how big and balloony they are, yet right. How firm they both stand up and like, the nipples are symmetrically, they're parallel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost too perfect. Yeah.
But who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
We'll let her slide.
Who cares?
Don't do that.
Just rubbing the...
No, stop.
I felt the fire in my underpants. Right?
Don't. Come on.
But only you can prevent crotch fire.
I know. I'm looking at that. Hey.
Okay. All right. Thank you. MrSkin.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've done justice in presenting what I think is rewarding about emergency medicine. Now, with the time we have left, anybody have any questions?
Do people really come into the ER with foreign objects stuck in their rectums?
I don't think that's the kind of information people are here for.
I wouldn't mind hearing.
Oh, come on. Okay, yeah. Sometimes it happens.
What's the weirdest thing you ever took out of somebody's rectum?
The Don and Mike Show. Alan.
landline one is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Is anyone listening?
They wish that they were prettier. Don and Mike.
We do. So, as I think I was talking about yesterday, great weekend coming up this weekend. This football on. You know. And I'm going to get up and watch. I've decided I'm going to watch at least a quarter of the game tomorrow morning live on ESPN2.
We're talking to somebody about that last night. There are a lot of football fans out there that are actually planning on waking up early and watching the first game of the year.
I think I'm going to get up at 6 and watch till about 7 so that the outcome is not known. Okay. See, the Bucks are playing the Jets in Tokyo at 5 a.m. our time.
Oh.
And then they're rerunning it tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So I'll watch part of it live at 6 a.m., and then I'll watch the whole game at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do this weekend. Sunday, I'm getting up early. I'm going to meet some friends at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We're going to drive up to Baltimore, and we're going to walk into the stadium, and we're going to watch the Orioles play the Red Sox. That's my sports weekend. You know,
Mike's enthusiasm, incidentally, from yesterday.
Yeah, it's gone down.
It's already wavering.
Yeah, because they lost two in a row. Even with the great deals they made, and they did do very well in the trade market, I am very, very disappointed that they have dropped two, because these two pitchers are pitchers they should have beaten.
Wow. But hold on, I'm going somewhere with this. That besides the game tomorrow.
Yes, and I'm sorry I interrupted.
No,
I'm just very excited.
It's your show too.
Yes.
And I'm you know, you love the Red Sox, but
I do.
The team that I love the most, everybody knows, is the Green Bay Packers.
You're a Packer backer.
And they're on Monday Night Football, the Hall of Fame game against Kansas City, which I'll watch. So, I received this from our listener, Dan, from WNFL in Green Bay. Don, hello, I'm from Green Bay. I'm not a football fan, but I lived in Green Bay, so I had to be a Packers fan.
Right.
Just so you know, I am not. Now, I don't know why he's going through all this, you know, qualifying.
Right.
Unfortunately for me, Green Bay is ground zero as far as rabid, crazy, annoying football fans go. Town went nuts when the Packers won the Super Bowl 5 years ago, and I was so annoyed, I made plans to move. I am still getting mail from Green Bay, and the attached coupon in the mail was the final straw for me that I made the correct decision. Although I bet you like it. Your fan, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Now, there is not a phone number, and I'm not going to say the name of the company because I want Rob to try to find this and to use the 411.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a company in Green Bay, cemetery company.
Oh, no.
The best care for your home team, your family. Save $600 on a pair of green and gold burial vaults. Now, they're not.
Yeah.
They're very careful here that they're not officially licensed by the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
But as you can see, Mike, it is a. It looks like their helmet without the jig on it.
There is no place on earth in the United States of America that has the same attitude the Packer people have.
It's how great amazing. Is this? Is even greater than the Packer tractor.
It looks like what a burial vault is what, just like a. It's like a casket around the casket.
Yes.
Out of like concrete or something.
Right. What this is, and I guess we're gonna have to call and find out more. It says blah blah blah.
My question is, do you want one?
You know I do. I'm gonna have to run it by my neighbor to see what she thinks about it.
Now, it's not like something you can move, right? It's at the. I would think it's at the location.
I would.
You'd have to be buried there.
That's why I want to call them and know if they can ship it, because you know,
transport it by 18-wheeler.
Frida's mom has already.
Read the bottom line.
Read the bottom line. Please excuse us if our mailing reaches a home where there is a serious illness or recent death has occurred.
No, they're thinking ahead.
Yeah, not too soon, though.
There you go with the Packers.
No, they're saying this picture that said this coupon, it's of a casket, a big, I'm guessing, the metal casket, which is painted yellow, you know, like the Packers' helmets, and it has
the two green stripes
right.
going right down the middle and a white stripe in between them looking like the helmet.
No logo, though, because it's not officially licensed.
Right.
Yeah.
By the pack.
Be a Packer cadaver.
I thought the Packer tractor for $30,000 was the weirdest thing I've seen.
No, this is that's why I had to bring it to your attention.
Absolutely amazing.
This is the weirdest.
And you do want it.
A Packer casket.
You love the Packer logo, the colors. You wear Packer stuff more than anything you wear all year.
All the time. Say this about me. Say what you will. I'm not a fair weather fan.
No, you are not.
That I've always been when they were great, when they were sucked. They were my kids. It's my team.
You root for the Packers the way I root for the Red Sox. It's identical.
Yeah. I even all my cars that I buy. And incidentally, when I go in, I use the same technique as I use with Mike with that number one draft pick.
Right.
Where they say, "Do you like the car?" And I say, "Oh yes." And they say, "Well, we want this much for it." And I say, "Okay." You know, no negotiating. But my cars are always. It's not Kelly green. Is not the color. It's British green.
Racing green.
Racing green. Yes. Always because it's the Packers color.
You like green.
I like it because it's the Packers color. Right. Robbie, you getting that number for me?
Yeah.
Because I'm really going to call them and ask them, you know, if they could ship it. I believe my final resting spot is going to be in the great state of Maryland.
Well, didn't you have a discussion with your wife about the family plot and all that?
Yeah, you know, there's this gory picture of my wife and my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law all sitting where they're going to be buried.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a big family plot there, and there's a spot for me, and as gross as this sounds, there's a spot for Bart there. Mm. I mean, you know, the family is really prepared for this eventuality.
I can't remember where you guys stand on open and closed casket at your funeral. Have we ever discussed that?
Mine is real simple. All I want, I don't care even about any of the, where they're being buried, I want to have an Irish wake, a traditional with a closed casket that serves as a bar.
Okay.
I want you to set up the booze on my casket.
And please no spilling.
Well, you can spill.
Oh, come on. Where are you?
Like a really big party.
We don't have to keep you out of the ground a long time, do we?
No.
That's
no.
creepy.
Just get it, put it together, and just hang out and tell jokes, and that's
and
what
I'm
I want.
And I'm still firm about the thought that I want to be cremated and have some of my ashes scattered at I can't get through to my wife, scattered at Lambeau Field. But I think they could take the rest of the big gulp full of me
and put it in the Packer thing.
Put it in the box.
Do you want to be in two places? Doesn't that strike you as it might be bad karma?
No, I'd like
karma.
As a matter of fact, I'd like some of me to go.
What if you came back as like Dennis Murphy or something?
I'd like.
Is that part of you was left behind or something like that?
Well, actually, then you have to think worse than Dennis Murphy. I'd like some of me to be scattered off. Off the pier at the inlet in Ocean City, Maryland, as well.
So you want your ashes to be dumped in three separate places.
Yeah.
And you still want to put some of your ashes on eBay, right?
Oh.
Hey, Sugar Bear.
Baby, listen. Now.
I'm hearing it. Heard it.
Now, we care and want to give you the best care for your home team, your family. Save $600 on a pair of green and gold burial vaults.
What are you... Tired of fighting you on your dumb ideas, so this one I'm just going to agree with 100% wholeheartedly.
So you want that particular family plot, right? That's your thing.
I'm going to let him do whatever makes him happy.
Now, can I buy one?
And then when he's dead, I'll do what I want.
Well, we're not going to get into this discussion again about who's going to outlive who, but...
Well, if you're asking my permission, you see, and we're assuming that you're dead first, and then... I could have you buried in a tutu, and then I could just have things like I really want them, and you won't be there to complain.
Listen, baby, here's the reason I'm asking your permission, though, because right now you're alive, and I can't buy things without your permission. Because, again, Mike, this is good for you. I'm pussy whipped.
Yes, I understand, and I'm jealous of that.
I don't have control of my own money, which is a good thing. So... my question to you is, of course, Mommy, thank you for letting me buy the Packer casket. We can save $600 if we buy a pair.
I'm going to leave my instructions with my family, I think. I think I trust them, or with Bart.
Okay.
Now but you go ahead and buy it, and then I'll just get Mrs. Stewart to sell it on eBay for me after.
Now, I know that there are things that you think...
I could probably double my money in a couple of years.
I know there are things that you think I say on the radio just for effect, and there are a lot of things that I say on the radio for effect, but I swear to God...
You want it.
I want to buy this Packer casket.
Yeah, but what you don't understand is once you're dead, I won't have to argue with you anymore.
But what if I put it in my last will and testament?
You're gonna have an executor that would make sure that you
that
were buried.
I want to be.
Robert's shaking his head. He would be your executor.
I'd love to be I'm gonna be alive a lot longer than Rob. I'll have to be somebody else. But I will have it written that I want some of my ashes scattered and the rest I want to be buried in this Packer.
Usually, the executor is an attorney.
Ah, well, I happen to know a few.
Yes, we both do, don't we?
Great.
Hey.
Thank you for your permission.
What if the place where my family is has standards like that? What if they have,
what standards do they have? They dig a hole and put it in the ground.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that with that particular product. I think it's a vault. I think it's an above ground.
It's a green and gold burial vault. All right, well, I'll
burial vault. It sits above.
I'll have to ask them. All right, I'll find out. Thank you though for letting me. I love you.
All right, goodbye,
see. Hey, babe.
Well, she's gone, but she gave you permission.
I know.
To get your Packer casket.
It's the whole "I love you" thing.
I know.
Again, though.
I know. I was thinking of a great product I'd like to sell at Lambeau Field, a confection.
What?
Packer fudge. You know, make it like vanilla flavor, but it's green.
I got to take this out here.
Enjoy your Packer fudge.
Yeah, hello? Hello, is this Fort Howard Cemetery? Hi, listen, my name is Don from the Don and Mike Show. We do a national radio show. We're on in Green Bay right now on WNFL. And I'm interested in the green and gold burial vaults. I swear it is not a DJ joke. Could you come on the air with us for a second? Justin? Well, right there in Green Bay on WNFL. One moment. Here we go.
Very good. Excellent.
Now find out, if it's not the vault, maybe they offer a regular casket.
Yeah, because a vault is a thing that's above ground, right?
So. You could probably have your casket customized.
Yeah, I'd love to see a casket shaped like a helmet, like those golf carts.
You just have to fold up the body a little bit.
Well, you could recline.
Doesn't matter, because I'm going to be cremated.
Happy funeral music.
Let's listen.
Yes.
You're dead because you're dead.
When it's time for...
Hello, this is Diane. May I help you?
Hi, Diane. This is Don from the Don and Mike Show. And like I told the other lady, we're on the air now there in Green Bay.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
On WNFL. We do a national radio show. I'm from the Wisconsin area originally. I'm a big Packers fan, and I'm serious as, pardon the pun, serious as a heart attack about this, about the green and gold burial vaults.
Yes.
Now, are these for above-ground burials?
Yes, actually, they're going to be in our Phase 3 of our mausoleum here at Fort Howard Memorial Park, and they're actually for cremains because they are niches.
Now listen, what I need is, my wife has given me permission to get one of these, but I need one that would go underground. Do you have caskets that are painted green and gold?
No, but we could do that for you.
There you are.
Wow.
Could you make him a customized Green Bay Packers casket?
Actually, no, we're not allowed to have the logo on it.
But you could do the whole green and gold thing?
You could do it like you've done it here with the gold and the green stripe and the yellow.
Yes, we could do that.
Oh, great.
How much would one of those green and gold caskets run for you?
I would have to price that out for you.
Can you give me a ballpark?
Let's see. Our vaults run anywhere from standard vault of... I'm sorry, I don't have that with me right now.
So this is...
Caught me off guard here.
You know, this is something really that... Price is no option.
No, I mean, this is eternity you're talking about here.
Yes, I am.
Right, you're talking about somebody who lives and dies, again, pun intended, with the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, that's true.
Well, if it was a green and gold casket on the outside, would you have the gold silk on the inside of it?
You could do that as well. Now, understand that a casket is different than a vault.
Well, he would need a casket.
Okay, well, the caskets, we do not sell those.
Mm.
You would have to go to a funeral home. Outside of the vault.
Oh, no. See, what I was saying is that my wife has already... We already have the plot, but I have...
See, these vaults are pre-built, so, I mean, they're... See, they're in Wisconsin, and you're going to be buried in Maryland. You wouldn't be able to ship a vault all the way across...
Could.
Oh, you could?
Oh, but I need the casket, though, because my wife won't let me have something that's above ground.
Oh.
I have to be below ground.
That's okay. We could do... You have to have a vault to be buried in the ground anyway. in most cemeteries.
So wait a minute.
You're telling him there's a chance.
You're telling me that you could dig a hole big enough to put the vault in.
Oh, yes. In our cemetery, you have to be buried, or your casket has to be placed into a vault with so outer burial.
Oh, then I make my wife happy because I'm in a regular casket.
For the funeral, and then you're put in the Packer colors when they put you in the ground.
Right. Fantastic. That is correct.
And you could ship it across to Virginia?
Yes.
Or Maryland?
Yes, we could.
Oh, wow. But you don't have the price on it, huh?
No. You would have to...
Doesn't matter.
...back at a later time, and I could give you prices.
I will. You know, it's a shame you don't sell caskets, because, again, no pun intended, you could make a killing.
Probably.
But I am absolutely serious about this. My name is Don.
Okay, Don.
My real name is Mike, but I'll call you as Don Geronimo, because that's my DJ name. And I will call you on Monday. I have the phone number.
Okay.
What's the drop-dead date on getting this...
Now, Mike...
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Fort Howard Cemetery. Mm-hmm. This is a fantastic idea. How many of these babies have you sold?
Well, of the niches, we haven't sold any yet. We can custom make your vault however you would like, whatever color you would like it in.
Niches, and that sounds like...
That's for cremains.
Cremains, okay.
And the outside has a Green Bay Packer... look to it. We cannot put the logo.
Now, I understand have you licensed.
Have you sold any so far?
No, because it has not been built yet.
Hasn't been built yet.
I just received the rendering the other day of what it will look like.
A rendering.
You can't even use the logo if you're going to bury the evidence?
No, Buzz, because it's, you know, the NFL property.
Well, they'll never see it. It's under the dirt.
You don't know the NFL. They'll dig them up.
Okay.
Have you gotten a lot of response to the coupons that you've sent out?
Absolutely. Yes, we have.
Absolutely.
Those Packer fans are the greatest fans in the NFL.
Yeah, hey there. Yep. All right, well, again, remember, my name is Don.
Don, okay.
And I'll be calling you, and you have my word as a Packer fan.
Okay.
Because my wife has given me the okay on this.
All right.
You know, it's just another reason to look forward to death.
Yeah, Don, if that's the way you look at it, I'm happy for you.
I embrace death.
Weirdest damn thing I've ever heard of in my life.
All right, thank you very much.
You've been very informative. Thank you.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, and it's Fort Howard Cemetery, everybody, on North Military Avenue.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye.
You know, how perfect is that?
I know he is.
How did she keep a straight face?
She was very nice.
Yes, we will have... Oh, we're getting tremendous response.
Of course they are.
I'd like the casket to be shaped like a bratwurst.
That would be sacrilegious, Mike.
I'm sorry, man. I know this means a lot to you.
Because I'll do it.
And if we're recapping here, you heard the quote, ladies and gentlemen. Another reason to look forward to death.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. Yes.
So why not embrace it? I'm not asking for it to happen, before the end of today's show, or even, hell, I'm even looking forward to living through this weekend.
And you're ready now, right? I mean, if you get this deal, well, you got to wait till she gets back to you with the price.
Right, well...
That kind of worries me she didn't give a price.
But price is no object.
I understand.
Price is no object. You're talking about my eternal life.
This is true.
In my Packer casket.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
So, listen, thank you, Dan. Dan, who moved out of Green Bay because he hated the hysteria, sent me this, thought that I would goof on it. Hey, Dan... Laughs on you because I'm going to buy one.
I heard he had one foot in the grave anyway.
I'm going to buy one. See, now my wife, she wouldn't let me. You know, I did order that hibachi thing that had the Packers helmet on it.
Yeah. Hey, how many Packer fans are dead in that cemetery, Don?
How many?
All of them.
She wouldn't let me keep that. She put that in the basement and got a George Foreman grill for outside. One of these deals you plug in, and she said, I don't want that dumb Packer thing.
What about the outfit? Would you be wearing a Packer outfit when you were when the time came?
I'm going to be cremated, Mike.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter.
No, but I would. You could put me in a Packer tumbler. Mm-hmm. I think. No, you know what? That's too much.
Yeah, absolutely. That's overkill.
I think just being in the Packer casket for me is enough.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's enough for me.
You know, a cheese head upside down would probably hold 2 quarts.
and I'm hoping that everybody...
Don't mock this, Rob.
I'm hoping that everybody in our fantasy league now allows me the chance to pick Brett Favre at number 9 this year. Because as you just heard, I may not be around for next season.
I understand.
So if Brett Favre is still there at number 9 this year, it would mean a lot to me to have him on my team this year.
And if you don't get him, it'll kill you.
I make a wish foundation.
And if I can, and listen, if this somehow falls through,
although my fanaticism is not nearly as much, put me down for a kiss casket.
A kiss casket?
A kiss casket.
Right there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's it. We got a break.
You can put the body in any crazy pose you want.
Thank you, Dan, formerly of Green Bay. We'll be right back with the Friday Favor.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I just called two disc jockeys in, I was just talking to two disc jockeys in Washington, D.C., Don and Mike, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, and it is snowing like crazy in Washington. That means it usually comes up the coast to us.
They're saying by tomorrow.
Well, it looked like snow today, and I said, you know, I better check the weather. So I checked the weather, and the guy said, cold and cloudy. So I did not take
blah, blah. Okay, he said our names.
The Don and Mike Show. I say bravo to you, sirs. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Those were the good old days. Yeah, Regis. Kevin Regis and Kathy C. Gifford would call disc jockeys, and the deal was Regis would go on his show at 10 till 9. And you could ask him, you know, crazy stuff. And then he'd go on in that opening part and he'd talk about you.
Very exciting. We used to be foolishly excited by that.
Yeah, now we're jaded.
Back when we were morons.
we're jaded and he doesn't have to do it anymore, so he doesn't. So I guess good for both of us.
Yeah.
Before we get to Jeopardy, low budget Jeopardy, just let me read you something that I was disturbed to read. And this is why Regis Philbin will be joining us today. The headline says, Regis who? Now, I know a lot of times in the tabloid, you can't believe what you read, but I have seen Regis talk about what I'm going to read on his TV show.
Okay.
The headline says, TV host tries brain pills to halt memory loss. Regis Philbin confesses his memory has been failing, so he's going to eat special pills in a bid to halt the embarrassing lapses. On national television, Regis said, I've sent away for something that I thought might be able to help me. The 69-year-old host of Live with Regis and Kelly said, it's called Focus Factor.
We advertise that on this.
The pills come in a bottle of 120 for $74.95, but Regis said he was going to phone in for the free sample. Regis is hoping the treatment will cure his forgetfulness, which was illustrated in a recent on-air discussion with Kelly Ripa, when he said he couldn't remember what he had eaten for breakfast 2 hours earlier.
Wow.
On air, Regis's producer Michael Gelman had to help Regis remember he loves cereal and just that morning had eaten Raisin Bran.
Now, how long ago was this story printed? Because
this
when this happens, it happens very rapidly.
Like, this is in the brand new Globe.
Well, it still would probably have been written probably over a month ago, and, well, you know, things do tend to deteriorate.
I saw the episode in which Regis talked about this maybe 3 weeks ago. So let's,
okay.
I figured let's get right to the story. Let's bring him in. I saw him on the hall. He seems to be fine. Now, you know, normally when he comes in, we do the whole, you know, are you gay with Michael Gelman thing.
Right.
Hi, Reg.
Who are you?
Hey, come on now.
Wow.
You're kidding me, pal.
I know who you are.
You're Don.
Hey, Reg.
How are you?
Good to be here. It's always nice to come back to Washington. And, yes, that's a true article that you read. I've been having
TV host trying
some lapses.
Brain pills.
I understand.
To halt memory loss.
I understand. It's great to be back here in Washington.
You just said that.
I didn't know such thing. Now you're pulling my leg, Donald. How are you, and how is everybody here in
Philadelphia?
Yes. How is everybody doing? Well,
it's great to be in Philly on WYSP.
We're very excited about the show. We're excited. I've lost my place.
How's Kathy Lee?
She's wonderful. You know, she's got those two crazy kids, Cody and Cassidy, and a Frank, her love machine, and she's doing beautifully.
Any idea if she's going to be leaving the show anytime soon?
Ah, no, she'll be there forever. I love the girl, and we get along great, and we're actually going to be working on a Christmas special together. It's very, very exciting. I'm looking forward. And Friday night means Miami Vice, so get me out of here on time.
I've heard
very
a rumor.
Very excited about that.
I've heard a rumor, Regis, that you're going to replace Kathy Lee with this girl from a soap opera. I think her name is Kelly Ripa.
That's not true. That's fictitious. And I don't know where you got that story, Howard.
What did you have? Hello?
What, Howard Stern?
Who?
You just called me Howard.
Of course.
I'm Don.
I know that.
How are you?
It's great to be back here in Philadelphia.
We're not in Philadelphia, sir. We're in San Francisco at KYCY.
Great to be out here. It was a long journey. It took me quite a while to get down here. But how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Great to be back here in Philadelphia.
No, San Francisco.
There you are. That's it. No problem at all. I'm feeling fit.
Now, Regis, listen. You're kidding, right? Because we are...
Don't forget, Joey Bishop, late nights on ABC.
We are a syndicated show that broadcasts to those cities. But you are in the studios of WJFK in Washington, D.C.
All right.
106.7.
Very good. That's fine. I'm ready to speak with you now.
Where are you at?
Well, I'm here, and you're in a studio with microphones, and that's exactly where we are.
What city?
Who are you?
Oh,
I don't recognize you.
You know what? That was very...
Who are you?
Oh, for you.
Who are you? Oh, who's that?
That was a tape.
This is radio.
What are you wearing on your head right now? Over your ears.
I don't have a toupee.
No, no. Feel your ears.
This is real.
Feel your ears.
Some sort of machinery, Howard.
No, it's a pair of earphones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
You're on the radio.
I got to make water.
All right, well, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Mm.
Oh, no.
There we go.
How are the...
Look at me.
How are the brain pills?
Look at me all wet.
How are the brain pills working out, Regis?
The brain pills are working great. I love them. I take three or four a day, and it helps me focus and remember. And then that's what I did. Who spilled something on me? I don't feel well.
You know, let's see if you remember.
I'd like to say we are in the nation's capital, right?
Can you name the nation's capital?
Washington, D.C., and hello to President Carter.
There is a call.
I'm very excited about this.
There is a call line, a pickup line, 444.
Who are you?
Your good friend Michael Gelman is on the phone. Now, I don't know if he's going to call and tell you you're embarrassing or if you're going to do the gay thing with him.
Hold on a second.
What's up?
Hello, Michael.
See, this is where we'll find out how much Regis really remembers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ready? Should I pull the curtain back? All right. I'll do it right now. I'll call you right back, but you know how it went. Hey, Don.
Yeah, Reed.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, Washington, D.C. It's all a charade. I've got all my buttons. I've been fooling you. I've been kidding you. It's
really?
A big joke. I'm totally focused. I have a little problem with memory loss, but this is actually water. I didn't actually wet myself. So let's get on with the show and have lots of fun. Was that a great joke or what?
Where are you at right now?
I'm in Washington, D.C. I've totally got all my buttons.
No, you're not.
Huh?
You're in Philadelphia.
You're trying to trick me. This is D.C., buddy boy. Let me call Gelman.
All right, call him. Call your boyfriend.
Hold on a second. Michael. Yeah, they fell for it. Are you going to commercial anytime soon?
Do you need to go to break?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Steve Dahl.
Okay. We have to go to break.
All right.
And we'll be right back. Where?
Hey, you understand? I was just kidding. I didn't mean to make fun of you. I gotta take this call.
I get jokes.
How are you? They fell for it. I'm fine. They had a tabloid article. Are you gonna be there when I get back? Are you gonna be waiting up? I really, really want to have sex with you.
Oh my God.
I want to have sex with you all the time. You're a good producer. I want to produce for you. I've got something I'm gonna produce for you. Yeah, I love you. Okay, can we do that? Yeah. Uh-huh. With your hand?
God damn.
I've been thinking about making love to you all day. All right. Yeah, no, I told them. They laughed at it. They thought it was funny. Yes, you know. You know, the only thing I forget is to pull out. Thank you. You're a good boy. God, I wish I could kiss you. I wish I could kiss you with my tongue right now. I'm going to bathe you when I get back to New York. Okay, I love you. Okay. Yeah, I love you. Goodbye. I want to taste you.
Hey,
he's a good guy. When are we going back on the air?
Regis,
he's such a good boy.
That's great. Do you understand the bit? I think it's really not funny to make fun of elderly people with memory. Who's that?
Your wife is on the other line. Joy.
Yeah. What? Uh-huh. No. What? Yeah. All right. What? Sure. No. No.
Can I speak with her?
Yeah. Hold on. You want to talk? Zip it. Hold it. Hey, shut up for a second.
Hey, don't talk to her like that.
Hey, this is my wife. You want to speak to her?
Yeah.
I put Don Geronimo, the world famous Don and Mike show, wants to speak with you. All right, go ahead. All right, she's on the line.
Would you hang it up, please?
Sure.
Sure. Privacy.
Sure. There we go. No problem.
Hey, Joy. How's it going? How's Mr. Softy treating you? Yeah, I know. So listen, the stuff in the tabloids, brain pills, memory loss. Right? Really?
What's she talking to her about?
No.
Not sure.
You sucked. You did. You swallowed?
Hey. Stop it. Hey, what are you talking to her about?
You're kidding me. I'm positive he has no idea. Well, listen, anytime that you need a real man, not a bisexual man.
He doesn't bother me.
I'm there for you.
Our marriage is a sham anyway. What's the matter?
I bang you good and hard. Because I know. Listen, right? Hey, he should be on that show. Yeah, okay. I think you're hot.
Don't worry, I won't tell him a thing.
All right. Bye. Bye, Joy.
I'm sitting here looking at you. What are you talking about? You won't tell him a thing. What was that about? Was that your sex talk with her?
No.
With my beard?
No.
What?
Well, if you must know.
What did she say?
Can you tell you?
What lies did she say? What yarns did she spin?
First, she said that you should be on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Well, she knows. Yeah, it's a secret song.
Or Straight Eye for the Queer Guy, whatever it is.
Well, I think we've all established that.
And then she mentioned to me, Frank, I don't want to tell you before we go on the air because you're going to be upset.
Two words. Bad lay.
Wow.
All right?
I have news for you.
Yeah.
She told me.
What did she tell you?
Well, you know what?
We're back in five.
No. Buzz,
yes,
buy me some time.
All right.
When we go back on the air, buy me some time.
Very good. I'll do that.
Robbie, tell me when we're on the air.
And on.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show as they prepare to
she told
continue
me
the game of low budget Jeopardy.
That not only is Michael Gelman making love to you, Michael Gelman is always. Always been servicing Joy as well.
Welcome to a lovely.
And that right now, while you're here doing this bit about the brain pills, he's there in bed giving her the high hard one.
Of course.
Back to the Don and Mike Show.
Wait, hold on.
You think that's a secret?
We're back on the air.
We're back.
She's not telling you anything. Hi. How are you? So we're really excited about the season. It's going to be a good time.
Wait. Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
Rob, can we take another break? I know it's unprecedented.
Yeah, we can go to news at the top of the hour. We can go.
Thank you, Rob.
We'll be right back with Regis Philbin.
Great. Now, what do you need to know? I know it all.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Nothing gets by me. I'm indestructible.
Your wife is banging your boyfriend?
When we started doing the commercials for Harvest Crisps.
Right.
You remember those wonderful ads?
Yeah, sure.
That's when she brought it up. She said he looked good. I said, could you? He said, I doubt it. And then he did. And when he did, he didn't mind it. She didn't mind it. And that's the way it goes. It doesn't bother. But his heart lies with me. Do you understand that? The fact of the matter is,
all right, you know what?
I like to watch.
Let me just...
Are you taking another phone call?
No, I'm calling
out. Who are you calling?
I'm calling your friend. I'm going to have a private conversation with Michael Gelman.
All right, I'm not. But just remember, I'm over here eavesdropping, Don.
Michael.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, he's right here. We're on a break right now. Hey, listen, thank you for sending me that thing out of the tabloid about Regis' brain pills. It's a great bit. Listen, I was just talking to Regis candidly, and of course he's admitted his affair to you, but I just found out that you've been banging Joy as well. May I ask you a personal question? Hetero to bisexual? Which of them do you enjoy having sex with more?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who pleases you more?
He's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Really?
Good for you.
He does that and she won't.
Right. Right-o.
Well, every time?
I'm very giving.
Has there been blood?
Oh, Now you're getting too detailed.
Okay, thank you, Michael. You got it. All right, bye-bye. My best to Kelly Lee. Bye.
Do you have your answers? Are you satisfied with that?
My answer is I'm walking on air.
You know why? Because I am giving. I give and I give and I give. I do things that people only dream about in bed.
He does your wife in the front and he does you in the back.
There you are. Mm. And then I switch around. The only thing I will not do is involve myself with her. He understands that. I like to watch. We have a fantastic time. Ask me anything sexually you want. I can answer it for you because I wrote the book, baby. I was doing it when I was the sidekick for Bishop.
Is it? Then tell me this. Here's the only thing I can think. I got this story in the tabloid, the thing from your producer, your boyfriend, Michael Gilman.
Of course.
Is this whole brain pill thing, is this a way of shielding these tabloids from finding out the truth?
Do you want the truth?
Yes.
I'll give you the whole truth right there. I won't wear lingerie, first of all. You know that. But let me tell you what the truth is.
Okay, please do.
I'm not really happy about sharing this with you, but the memory thing is a sham because we want to cover up something that's far more disturbing to me.
Really? What could that be?
I do have a problem with my faculties.
Oh. What is that problem?
The problem is 2 weeks to 3 weeks ago on the show, I came out. We did a little warm-up with the audience, and I came out and I dribbled. I dribbled slightly on the floor.
Out of your mouth?
I dribbled from my wet thing.
Oh, okay.
I had a minor problem, and the problem has proceeded to get worse, and now I'm trying to cover it and just make sure that nobody knows. That's a sort of a scam story to direct people the other way. The fact is...
So you're incontinent.
I've lost control of my bowels and my bladder.
Wow. Oh.
I wear an adult diaper, and there's nothing anyone can do about it, and that's all there is to it.
So this whole brain thing...
But we have... Michael and I have joined an organization that I'd like to endorse right now. It's called the Diaper Pail Society. And it's a group of adults that like to wear diapers and change each other. And
Michael and I have
enjoyed it. And what it is a group of people, some of them with my problems, some of them without, some of them that just prefer...
They get turned on.
They actually prefer doing their business into a diaper and being changed like babies. And I found it to be probably one of the most exhilarating things I've ever done in my life.
Rob, how long till we're back?
You're back in three...
Oh, the latest news from Mutual, and now back to the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
We're back with Regis Philbin.
Great to be on your show. I love your show. It's great coming down to Washington, D.C. How are you, Donald?
TV host tries brain pills to halt memory loss.
That's all, it's all untrue, and I'll tell you right now, it's something that people write about because I'm a... I'm a big star.
Regis, did you cut one?
I'm sorry. I apologize. That was me. Come on, we're on the air. Don't embarrass me.
I want to tell everybody listening that Regis and I have private conversations during the commercials, and because I'm a professional...
Who's your boy back there? Who's that guy?
His name is Rob Spiewak.
Could I get a mop?
Sure.
Thank you.
Because, you know, there's this broadcaster's code.
Yeah, that's right.
What is said during commercials...
Well, that doesn't go any further.
And never...
Donnie and I have maintained that bond for years. You're a very talented guy. You have great wit. And I don't know how you do it every day.
And great energy.
Fantastic.
I need
a dustpan over
there. And Regis, I'm very glad to hear that you, in fact, are not taking brain pills to halt your memory loss.
These chairs are uncomfortable.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
A little squishy.
A real break.
All right.
And we need a couple of calls right now at 877-365-3636. Scratch that one call.
This is a good show.
Because we have a champion there to play Low Pitch Jeopardy. Have you any Lysol? Your line is ringing.
Oh.
No telling who it might be.
All right. Hold on a second. Hello? No, I did it again.
It's obviously Gelman.
Good. Entertain your listeners.
Okay, I will.
I made mud.
Yeah, here's the Lysol.
He thought I broke wind, but I've had an accident. I've had an accident. I'm terribly sorry, Michael. I want to come back home. I didn't know what I was doing. You know what happened? It's just all over. They're going to know. What do I do? All right. Okay, I will. All right, I love you. Oh, I want you. I want to taste you. I need a trash bag.
During the commercial break, could you get me a trash bag?
The corn pudding was too rich.
That was your producer of the Regis and Kelly Show.
Michael Gelman, what was
why
he calling?
Eat corn pudding.
What was he calling you about?
I was calling just to see how it's going, how the segment's doing, and everybody's happy, and we're still on the air, right?
Yeah, we're on the air.
And I love your show. Your show's great. Okay, you killed me, both of you guys.
We'll be right back.
Very good.
Can you identify that man in that room?
Effing pudding.
Huh? Can you identify the man in that room?
I cannot.
I don't know how you're doing
the
brain pills again.
It's all over the place.
It's Buzz Burbank.
I've made a very, very bad mess.
We'll break.
Buzz has
God damn pudding.
Buzz has your bag. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patrick. Congratulations. We had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
I'm a computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
The Don and Mike Show. Time to polish the peanut. Time for Don and Mike.
Look how lemony I am.
You are.
I'm all lemony.
You appeared
everything's right with the world.
You appear to be awkward in that tape from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire where there was a gay guy on there.
Well, I don't like that out of the closet flaming style. It's not my cup of tea.
I'm like,
look
you.
How lemony I am.
Oh, you're very dry and I
there you are.
What, do you carry spare pants with you?
I do. I do indeed. I have a backpack and I love the new lavatory.
Well, they've done a lot here since
they
we were
have.
Here last.
They have. God, you're all looking so cute today.
Siri, are you horny?
I'm me so horny.
Wow.
This is horny.
Here is Regis Philbin, who is not suffering from memory lapse with this whole brain pill thing. It's an elaborate scam to hide incontinence, and the affair with Michael Gelman is still happening, and Michael Gelman is having sex with Regis' wife, and Regis is okay because Regis watches it.
It's a wacky, wacky world, isn't it?
Now let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, then, fine. This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studio is a blind guy. He's a retired dispatcher from Buffalo, New York. Let's say hi to Terry Lester.
Well, no cripples allowed.
How this happens?
I also have one leg, too, so...
There you are. Fantastic.
Well,
how are you, Terry?
God's
very good, Reach.
God is really mad at you, Terry.
Well, maybe he'll win today.
Terry.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion. His one-day total is $47. He's a software sales guy from Fredericksburg. Let's say hi to William Nino.
Hey, Regis. Hey, OQ.
Now, Mr. Nino.
Yes, sir.
Do you have sight?
Yes, I do.
Do you have both of your legs?
Yes, I do. Should I just pack it in right now, then?
Well, here's the fact, cheater. Now, Terry from Buffalo, who's listening on our new affiliate, WBUF, should we give him... And Terry, let me ask you, do you want the handicap discount?
Yes, I'll keep.
You do. Then we're going to have to start him off with $5.
But I close my eyes, though.
$5 for Terry going into it. That's right. It's a bonus for being blind and having one leg.
See, the thing is that you can write down the categories, William, but Terry can't write them down.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he has to remember them.
So what we'll do here, yeah, fine. Terry will start with $5 and William starts with zero.
Yes, but William has two eyes and two legs.
This is true, and that's what we do to make the tables even there.
Right.
And a lot of this is based on television and movies, and you have to be able to see to win this game.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
So let's play. Here are your categories, guys. And actually, no, now that I look at these categories, you don't have to be able to see to win.
All right.
The categories are Kobe. My man!
That's quite a scandal.
Yes, the celebrity bra size. See, this is where...
Ooh.
Terry might be in the dark, no pun intended.
I got big hands.
Who cares about bra sizes?
What size does Gelman wear?
His size is fine. It's a perfect fit.
What state does that NFL team have their training camp in?
No, boo.
No, what's wrong with that?
I hate football.
Simple math.
I'm pretty good at math.
And new on Vivid.
I know how to count my money.
Well, you pretend you're a Notre Dame fan on TV.
Yeah, but it's all a ruse. You know what I like? I like pressing flowers. I enjoy walks. I enjoy a good Cosmopolitan.
The magazine or the drink?
And I enjoy tracing figure eights on hairy stomachs with my tongue.
Wow. Again, guys, your categories are Kobe, my man.
Oh, boo.
Guess the celebrity bra size.
Not fun.
What state does that NFL team have their training camp in?
I'd be pretty good at that.
Simple math. And new on Divid and home video at Terry. You're the challenger. We'll start with you.
We'll try Kobe for $1, LQ.
Kobe, my man.
Kobe, my man.
State where the alleged sexual assault happened.
What is Colorado?
Look at that. Bill getting beat by a cripple.
$1 for you there, Terry.
We'll try the same. Thanks, Reed. We'll try the same category.
Amount of money Kobe spent on a ring for his wife after he confessed to banging the girl.
What is $4 million?
Correct.
$2. Terry didn't need that help. There you go. Go again,
we'll,
Terry.
We'll finish the category, please.
All right. Reality TV show the alleged victim auditioned for.
What is the...
William, your chance to steal.
What is...
No.
Wow. And this should have been a tip-off for Kobe. American Idol.
American Idol.
Any broad that goes out for American Idol, I don't care if you're an NBA star or just a regular guy.
That show sucks.
She's nuts. Go again, Harry.
We'll try cup size for $1,
please.
Oh! Celebrity cup
now,
size.
Guess the celebrity bra size.
Who cares?
Now, listen, for all the hetero guys out there, this is very interesting.
All right, I'll play along.
Reese Witherspoon.
What is a 36C?
William, your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
There you go. William's on the board.
$1 for you, William.
All right, let's go with the same category for $2, please.
From CSI, Marg Helgenberger.
What is a 36B?
Terry, your chance to steal.
What is 34A?
See, again, he's at loss there because he's not
doing
senior.
A fine job of guessing.
34C for Marg Helgenberger.
Oh,
she got nice cans.
See? William, you're in control.
Let's go stay with the same category for $3, please.
Speaking of see you in Toledo, from Everybody Loves Raymond, Patricia Heaton.
What is, I'll say 36C.
Terry, your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
There you go. $3
yes,
for you, Terry. And that is with a boob job. My original guess before I found out was 36 long. And somebody told me that's like a man's size.
What show is she on?
She's on Everybody Loves Raymond.
That show sucks.
Okay, Terry. Terry, go again, please.
We'll try NFL training camps states.
All right, what state does that NFL team have their training camp in? You know, quite often they don't have the training camp in the state that they play in. Your Washington Redskins.
What is Maryland?
No. William, your chance to steal.
What is Virginia?
Right.
Let's there go with the same category for two.
Your Carolina Panthers.
What is North Carolina?
Negative.
Terry.
What is Georgia?
Negative. South Carolina.
South Carolina.
So close.
William.
Well, we'll go with the same category for $3, please.
Your Atlanta Falcons.
What is Georgia?
Negative.
Terry?
What is North Carolina?
No.
Negative. South Carolina.
That's the end of that category. And, William, you're in control.
Okay, let's go with simple math for $1, please.
Simple math. And this, I think, even Stephen here, blind or not, simple math. 4 times 8.
What is 32?
There you go.
$1 for you, William.
Let's go with simple math for $2, please.
3 times 30.
3 times 30. What is...
You repeated it.
Terry, your chance to steal.
What is 90?
$2 for Terry. Select again.
We'll finish the category.
Simple math for 3. 15 times 8.
William, your chance to steal.
What is 90?
120, boys. 120.
Fingers on that.
And Terry,
well, I don't have enough toes.
Terry, you're in control, my friend.
We'll go with divots, please. New divot.
All right, divot. Now, Terry, I'm going to give you a clue, but never mind, because you're doing okay. Stars Ben Affleck.
What is Gigi?
No. See, I was...
You should really relate to this dude.
Hey, William, your chance to steal.
What is Daredevil?
Right.
Oh, and he's
a because he's a blind guy.
$1 for you.
Same category for $2, please.
Stars George Clooney.
Oh, I don't know.
Terry, your chance to steal.
What is ER2?
No.
Solaris.
And, William, you're still in control.
Let's finish out the category for $3, please.
Star is an actor that I happen to know Regis Philbin is crazy about.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
I know you think he's dreamy.
I'm excited.
Frankie Munoz.
Oh, yeah.
I do not know.
Terry, a chance to steal.
What is I don't know?
One of them. Agent Cody Banks.
I love that movie. I've got it on my own DVD. I got an advanced copy. I watch it all the time. He's fantastic. I don't like the thing that he does, though, on Fox.
Malcolm in the Middle.
That show sucks.
Okay,
that's the end of the first round, Reg. Who's got what here?
Terry finishes with $13 over here. We've got Terry, and William finishes with... $4. There you are.
Okay, but anything can happen in Final Moment of Jeopardy.
Yes, it can.
We physically force you both to bet it all. Now, without the handicap, without the 5 points, what would the score be? I'm just curious.
You would subtract $5 from the 13, and you do the math on that, which
that would
I am.
$8.
To $4. It would still be a commanding lead from Terry.
So, William, you're still getting killed by the blind guy with one leg.
Yeah, it makes my wife feel real good, you know?
Hey, don't worry about it.
Hold on.
That's rude.
I'll tell you, the blind guy is a laugh riot.
Hotline.
Oh, hold on.
We're on the air. I'll tell him. But you got to keep it brief. We're playing a game right now. All right, hold, please. It's for you.
Hello, Michael.
Tell him we're on the air, though.
We're on the air. We're in the middle of that game that they play. No budget jump. I'm fine. Yeah, I used the lemon. Cleaned up with the lemon. I'm going to hoss the product. It's not on yet. I know we're going to make money. Don't worry, it's a great product. I'm going to sell it big time. Right? You know, that's not... You are so special to me. I want to do calligraphy on the small of your back.
Oh. We're on the air, Regis.
Oh. Sorry, hold on a second. I got to run, but really quick. I really want to... Yeah. Will you lick that special spot? No, my mole. Lick my mole. No, I'll lick you on the way.
Come on!
Okay, I got to go. I love
you.
We're
on the air.
Man. Love you. Will you talk to it?
All right, bye.
He said he'd talk to it.
Talk to what?
Little Rage.
Oh, I knew. I just didn't know you'd answer.
The Philbin Yogurt Slinger.
Final Love at Jeopardy. Here we go, guys. And your category is... What was that again? Here you go. Your category is what was that again? And here's the answer.
Huh?
This pussy-whipped actor...
I'm confused.
This pussy-whipped actor... has signed to play Ronald Reagan in a CBS miniseries. What was that again?
See, get it? That's like an Alzheimer's thing. I get it.
This pussy-whipped actor is signed to play Ronald Reagan in a CBS miniseries.
I get jokes.
Terry and William, don't forget to answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a box of Philbins. The fast-acting pain suppositories that act fast without stomach upset. This is Regis Philbin, and I've suffered from chronic pain for most of my life. And now my friends at the Reed's Laboratories have come up with a suppository that makes my pain vanish. Remember, put in a Philbin and put out the pain. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Regis.
Thank you, Don.
Michael put those in for you?
Oh, yes.
Steve. Now, we want to go to William first, right?
Don't chew them.
William? What do we have for William?
He's low man on the totem pole.
William, what was that again? This pussy whip actor assigned to play Ronald Reagan in a CBS miniseries.
Who is James Brolin?
Correctamundo.
You doubled your score to $8, William.
Thank you.
Now, if Terry has the correct answer, he beat you. Fair and square, even taking out the 5-point handicap.
That's correct.
Terry, answer, please.
Who is James Brolin?
Congratulations,
the shame,
Terry.
William, the shame. And that means that Terry Lester from Buffalo, New York, the blind guy with one leg, is the big low-budget Jeopardy winner.
I'm hopping up and down.
There you go, Terry. That means you won some money. You'll come back next week to play it. William, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu. Don't go away, mad. Just go away. And now here's Regis Philbin to tell Terry about his money and William about his prizes. Regis.
First of all, Terry, we double your score to $26. We throw in a $25 bonus for a grand total of $51 for you, Terry.
Thanks, Reg.
And now here are your parting gifts. First of all, William, you get to keep your $47, and here's some lovely prizes we have for you. You ready there, sir?
Yes, sir.
First of all, it's a SunTrust Summer Nights Lawn Pass for two people, good for up to 12 select shows, including lawn chair rentals and premier parking this summer at Nissan Pavilion.
You pushing out another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The corn pudding. For more information on a bike your own for just $100, go to Nissan Pavilion. Oh, I'm sorry.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
You've won a pair of tickets to see Huey Lewis in the News.
Don't miss the legendary rock of Huey Lewis in the News is live in concert at Wolf Trap on Sunday, August 17th. But wait,
still more.
You have won 15 free Slurpees. I got a couple right now. And a 7-Eleven convenient card. Power up your thirst with a new Slurpee flavor, Mountain Dew Live Wire. Available this summer. Thank you, William. At participating 7-Eleven stores.
Thanks, LQ.
It's so rich I can't stop eating it. That corn pudding.
We got to go. Well, Regis, nice to know that this whole thing with the memory loss and the brain pills is just a scam.
Can I keep the chair?
I think you have to leave it.
Thank you very much.
I think you have to keep the chair.
I appreciate that, Donald. Thank you, Michael. Buzzled.
Hold on just a second.
Very good.
Oh, another call.
Hi, Mrs. Philbin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yes.
Joy. Well, you bring such joy.
I don't want to talk to her.
Really?
Well, I'd love to do that. I don't want to talk to her.
I can understand that. He's not...
For you.
Well, I don't think he likes... Frankly, I don't... Hey, Regis.
What?
When's the last time that you gave oral to Joy?
Joy?
Yeah.
1960.
Yeah, he just said 1960. You want me to ask him? When's the last time he gave oral to you-know-who?
This morning, before I flew up here. Or down here. From New York. You're in Washington. I flew down.
Yeah. This morning.
And I had the corn pudding on the plane.
I understand. 43 years
and
this
now
morning.
It's on your chair.
I know. Well, if there's any... If I can offer you
don't want to talk to him.
Any consolation, he's S-H-I'd his pants twice.
Twice today.
Okay.
Man, it's a drag.
All right, much love to you.
Tell me about it.
If you call me later for some phone sex.
I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on, please. Your wife's on the phone.
No, please.
No, she wants to speak to you.
All right. Hello? Yeah. Of course. Oh, F you.
Oh, my.
Don't yeah, well, someday you might be in the same. Yeah, well, you're a sucky lay. That's F you.
What'd she say?
She's making fun of my BM. I hate her. I wish she was dead.
Oh,
she sucks.
All right, Regis, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. You ever watch the show, Haven? It sucks.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident, and okay. I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called Toodaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is it an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what Toodaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, you're, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keelosis, correct?
No, it's
on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
I, with the same razor that I shave my taint with. Do you think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotis of the blow.
Okay. But, okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole, that was really interesting.
The Don and Mike Show.
Alan Line 1 is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Is anyone listening?
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Before I take this call, it's either a setup or the dumbest guy of the year. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi. It's such an honor to talk to you guys, man.
Thank
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
I just moved here from Niagara Falls. And I've been listening to your show for about a month and a half, and I really like it a lot.
Thank you.
But I was just wondering why, the last couple of weeks you had Luigi, the week before you had somebody else. Why doesn't Mike ever take place in any of those? Like, you never hear him. Even last week when he was doing the show, because Don had to go out with Bart, you know, he kind of, just disappears.
Here's the question. I've turned off our microphones now.
I think it's a setup.
Is this guy that dumb?
No, I think it's fixed.
He's listening to the radio. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What was your question again?
I just wanted to know why. I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I've never been on the radio
yeah,
before.
Okay. Listen, pal. Al, what are you doing? It's like playing poker with a guy, and you're giving us every tell.
What do you mean?
You're using the fake voice. I just moved here from Niagara Falls. I heard the show last week, and I've never called before.
I haven't.
You have all the tells.
What's the tells for what? I'm sorry.
Well, for, like, scamming us. Like, you're trying to ask me why I'm not there.
You're
when
not
all
there.
These, when all these people are there, and you know that I do those voices.
Oh, my God.
I really didn't know that. I'm sorry. I don't want to be ignorant. I'm sorry. I didn't know. You have a great show, though.
Now, really, hold on.
You really didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. Like, you had Regis Philbin. I was listening from Mike.
Well, you didn't think it was really Regis Philbin, did you?
It sounded like Regis.
Talking about having gay sex with Michael Gelman?
I don't know. I don't know that much about Regis. I don't watch the show, but he sounded just like
Do you think
Regis.
There's a chance?
No, this is a setup. This is a guy who's just... At least I'll give you credit in this regard. You've committed to your bit, and you're sticking with it. I don't
understand what you mean. Honestly, I really don't. You have an excellent show. I love your show.
You mean cousin?
I heard that you're in Buffalo now, and normally in Niagara Falls we get Buffalo stations, but
no.
I never heard the whole thing,
and I don't buy this whole lisp thing either.
What's the lisp thing?
The thing that you're doing right now.
Are you gay?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so you'd know.
No, I'm not. Definitely not.
How long did you say you've been listening?
About a month and a half.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know...
I love your show.
What's on in the background there?
Our show!
Actually, it's Judge Greg Mathis. I'll turn it down. I'm sorry.
I think it's a TV show. That's why I said it.
No.
What did I do?
Turn your TV down.
I called
down.
A question, that's all.
Turn your TV down.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're being set up, but good for you.
Set up for what, though?
I think you're just, it's Don? A phony call.
Good for you for having the gumption to stay with it all the way to the end. I applaud that. You're here doing a bit, and you didn't bail out on it. Way to go.
Well, you have an excellent show. I love your show. And it's got to be difficult to do what you do for 4 hours. I really think so. I just wondered why.
No, it's not
now
difficult
that I know,
at all.
I feel like an idiot, so if I you, apologize. If I didn't you, know that he could do voices like that.
If you listened earlier, you heard we do the show on autopilot, as said by Tim McWilliams, who incidentally, you know, not to split hairs here, but came in during a break with his tail between his legs and said, hey, I hope you guys know that I was kidding about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tim, if you really feel that way, come in and say it on the radio. You know, don't come in during a commercial break and say that. Just because Buzz told you we were really pissed. He outed you on that, incidentally, Buzz.
Yeah, had a little chat with him.
He said, I heard from the scuttlebutt outside, and then he kind of nodded towards your window, that Don and Mike, you guys were really pissed about that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, good gag.
I'm confused. I am totally confused by this guy.
Good gag.
Why are you confused?
No.
You're very talented.
All right, whatever.
Mike, listen. The guy's right about one thing. You are very talented, yes. But nobody is that stupid.
Oh, come on. I'm not stupid. I'm a very smart guy.
Now, if you'd listened for a month and a half, you would know.
I have. I listen every single day.
So did you think for the when you listen every day that...
What, do you think there's some person named Cousin Luigi that comes in here?
And
did you
think... Again, I don't get the whole show yet. I'm still learning.
Did you think...
I got turned on by by people at work.
Did you think that Arnold Schwarzenegger was really on our show all the time?
Why not?
The bit. You just... That's another tell.
Yeah.
That's another tell. Using that word, the bit.
Huh?
No, you're out. No, you got that. You're busted now. Completely busted.
For what?
The bit.
The bit you're
the
trying.
The thing that you do during the news, during when Buzz is doing the news.
The bit you're trying to do right now. And again, I applaud the fact that you're like a crank caller that won't let it go.
I'm not a crank caller. I think your show is great.
I know. I know. It's very nice.
You sure you don't want to come clean with us?
I really didn't know why he was always...
For all I know, this guy is crank calling us, like to make a tape for his friends of the time that he crank called us.
Not at all.
I just want to say I applaud the fact that you're not dropping the charade.
Well, I just think you have a great show, that's all. I think you have an excellent show, and I just wanted to know.
We do have a great show.
I didn't even know it was going on the air. I just thought I was asking Joe, and he put me on hold.
No, you called an 800 number. You heard the show on hold, and you didn't know you were going on the air.
He just said, hold on.
You know, Don and Mike have a reputation of rewarding people for honesty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's an outside shot that we might give you a prize if you came clean with us.
I really didn't know. I'm sorry. I feel like those guys you guys always like torture. And I didn't mean for all that. I just wanted to know why, that's all.
Okay.
Well, I think you have an excellent
show. You really thought that Regis Philbin came on this show and talked about having gay sex with his producer?
Maybe he was doing a bit. He works with you guys or something. He had Mr. Skin on earlier. I mean, you know, he's talking about, you know, naked websites and stuff. Why not?
No, I was going to...
I think it's a scam.
Yeah,
but you know, I also think we are never going to be 100% sure.
No, this is like the Ernie Scar thing. Uh-huh. But
I like your show so much, I tape it and listen to it on the weekend.
I've always thought to myself, no matter what the situation, go with your first instinct. And my first instinct is, we're being played. But good... excuse me. Good for you. Good for you. Stick with it.
Yeah.
You're a good prank caller.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See?
Okay.
Okay, I'm all done.
And he gave up.
Okay, Don and Mike's show.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I don't think that guy was telling the truth.
We don't either. Really.
Yeah, there's no way that in a month that guy could learn what Mike's voice sounds like. Or even tell the difference between you and Mike.
And why are you guys never around during the Shaq and Dennis show? That's what I
Hello.
Want to know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
I was just wondering why Don's never around when you're talking to Satan.
All right, see now.
Here we go.
Now you guys are being funny. That's okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, there's less than an hour left in the show, and I just wanted to remind you guys to shut off the autopilot switch.
Wow, everybody. Thank you. We're already in the cruise control mode right now.
Very good.
All right, guys.
Thank you, my friend. See you later.
Right. Yeah, that was fun.
I was curious. Yeah. I was curious.
Curious yellow.
Curious brown. Hello there, Don and Mike.
I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Okay, you're talking to us. Dream fulfilled. Hey, welcome to Make-A-Wish. How are you, friend? Where we talk to retarded people to make their wishes come true.
Turn that pesky box in front of you down, will you?
That magic box. Now, I know you can't understand why you're hearing us on the radio, yet on the telephone, you're hearing something different.
Now, what can we do for you, gentle person?
I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
They're very busy. May we help you? We screen the calls.
No, you can't. Actually, I wanted to talk to them.
What would the call be about? You have to let us know. Otherwise, we won't put you through to Don and Mike, who would eagerly be awaiting your call if it was a subject they were interested in.
Please don't waste our time. What do you want to talk to them about?
Well, yeah, I already kind of got the feel that I'm not going to get to talk to them, by the way.
That's all right. Well, why don't you just let us know? May we take lots of calls.
So, what's your topic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys are a real asset.
Where you want to talk to Don and Mike about being an asset?
And then he's
or you just figured it out and just
moron.
Hung up.
What a moron.
Or you just figured it out and hung up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the early stages of the weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, am I on air? Hey, guys, it's after 6. You know, you get those calls.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Friday night, 6 o'clock.
Yep.
You're realizing you got no weekend.
Sure.
Hello, am I on air? Hello?
That's your watch.
Don and Mike show.
Now, see, that guy's on his way to a party.
Right.
That's why I feel bad for our buddies, Ron. And Fez, that they have no idea what they're getting into tonight. And I've not been asked to do this, but I'm going to promo the fact that Ron and Fez are doing their show at D&B's tonight.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stand for where, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
D word and balls. It stands for Dave and Buster's. And what it is it's a gigantic place that smells like a 12-year-old boy's underarm. It has video games and pool and stuff like that. And these guys have no idea the migraine headache that they're in for tonight.
There's a lot going on at Dave and Buster's
doing this show. So please, tonight, if you're not one of these crazy people, because I guess my point here is, Ron and Fez, the people that you're going to be getting at this event tonight, aside from your diehard listeners, are going to be the people who are calling us now.
Yeah.
And they're heading over there right now.
The people who at 7 o'clock are still sitting dialing, and then they hear, Ron and Fez are at Dave and Buster's. Let's go! Yeah, and it's going to be nuts, nuts, nuts. So, listen, if you have half a brain, please go out and see Ron and Fez tonight.
Please.
And save them.
Where are they? They're at Dave, where's the Dave and Buster's?
White Flint.
White Flint over on Rockwell Park. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, I'll be the guy that believes that guy.
Pardon me?
I'll be the guy that believes that other caller for the simple reason... Where does he have to game by a lion? At worst, he sounds like an idiot, right?
Well, no, here's the thing. Like I said.
Not like you.
What if he's running tape, and just for his friends, as a gag, he says, hey, you know what? I called those two a-hole disc jockeys, and I got him to believe that I thought Mike just left the room when they did their call.
And why did you say, I'll be the guy that believes that guy? What is it, like a Halloween costume?
Hey, man, don't be mean to the guy. Anyway, Don, you caught him. So you could have just hung up right away.
Yeah, just like I could have hung up on you when I figured out you were a retard, but you're on the air, too.
Yeah, so that's the whole point, though. Most of the people that call you are retards.
Absolutely, and we have a wonderful time. What do you got planned for the weekend?
To talk to you, retard.
What?
To talk to you two, retards.
That's all. And, well, you know, there's only a short time left. What are you going to do after that?
Listen to you, retards, I guess.
Go to Dave and Buster's.
See you, retards.
He's
on his way. I think that first call, the lion guy, I think it's a cry for help. He just wants attention.
You know, we really could analyze it all day long because you don't know what the real reasons are. It's somebody that's just getting some perverse pleasure from it.
Because he's so smart.
Don and Mike, hi.
Hello.
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 La, la, la.
I was one of the winners on your nude pyramid contest.
Yes.
Jen, and I was calling because I wanted to tell you how I spent the money.
Oh, now, you won $1,000, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And how did you spend it?
Actually, I had to spend it on a fine for a alcohol-related incident that was brought on by your engineer there, Wendell.
Oh, should we be taking this call on the air?
Yeah, he didn't do anything illegal, but we invited him over for a 4th of July party because we.
You know what, Wendell? Wendell recently has dealt with something, and I'm wondering.
Why don't you hold on? Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Please. Hold on just a
second. You know what? I'm wondering. You know.
God, what's happened to this segment?
I just think that you know how sometimes somebody will call. When they've got a little agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what that might be all about.
We just heard that Wendell broke up with somebody.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that's why I'm suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Tony Mike Show.
Hello.
La, la, la. Hello. Hello.
My boys, my boys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you two things.
Yes.
First of all, cut loose, Jack.
Right. Oh, hey, listen, Elvis Death Day coming up a week from Thursday. And Robbie and I have great new Elvis stuff for you.
Oh, man, I cannot
wait. New tape, right? Not only new tape.
3 new spoken word albums when Elvis was all effed up.
Wow.
Rob assigned me, he was previewing the ones today from...
Tucson, Jack.
I want to say you are. Tucson, Arizona's a great city.
Good.
Yeah. And what else? We got to go to Buzz here.
Oh, I just wanted to say... Get real gone this weekend.
There you go.
An Elvis fan, ladies and gentlemen.
You got it. Have a good weekend.
I'm a great caller.
Thank you. You are a great caller.
Take care, guys.
Hey, listen, compared to the calls we've had today, you are the best caller of all time. You are a great fan.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Later, guys.
See you.
Bye. Later. Glad we didn't have an alcohol-related incident there.
So let's review those calls. The first guy who says that he didn't know why Mike left the room all the time when the crazy voices were on. Then there was the guy that called to say that we only talk to retards and that he gets it.
Right.
And then he called us retards.
Yes, and that didn't go well at all.
Then there was the lady that called that said, thank you for the $1,000 I won, but... There was some alcohol incident involving our engineer.
Yes.
And then
we took that last guy who liked Elvis, and it ended okay.
He was okay.
It was fine.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hi.
He made it up.
You know something? If we were on autopilot, we would have just hit a flock of geese.
If we were on autopilot, we would have gone... Robba goes to the time of trouble to go to... IMDb.com, we would have reviewed movies that we haven't seen.
Right.
But I made the call right there that we should just take some live calls.
Because
we're not on autopilot. But now looking back in retrospect, we should have been on autopilot.
Sometimes it's
safer. We probably would have had a better segment if we would have just reviewed the movie.
I could make an argument that that was a better segment than the movies.
Yeah, I think so. But American Pie, yes, and Giggly, no. So there's...
Geely,
yeah, right, there you go.
I like Don's title.
Yeah.
Giggly.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, your lead story tonight on the news and the comments.
Today, Arnold Schwarzenegger will decide his political future on the Jay Leno show.
Which would explain, I mentioned this, I think, to the guys up in the office today. Have you been watching Letterman this week?
No, I've TV'd it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Every night this week, Letterman has taken 2 or 3 seconds, literally, longer than that, but out of his opening when he just sits at the desk, just to say, so Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to run for governor. What a lunkhead. Which is really as close as he comes to saying somebody famous is just a moron.
An a-hole.
And I was wondering, I was thinking, well, it's great he's jumping on the bandwagon, and now I know why.
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know...
He's going on Leno, and Leno's probably going to have another...
Going on Leno.
Hugh Grant. It's going to be another spike in the ratings.
Now, here's the question, Mike. If we come back, and when Buzz does that story, if Arnold comes in to comment... Where will you be?
I can't tell you.
Having gay sex with Regis Philbin
and Cousin Luigi.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. Wow, only 48 minutes until Dave and Buster's. How will I get there on time? That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No Stinky Poon, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Here we go with Buzz and News on Super CFL.
I love doing that.
I never worked there, but I still love the call letter. Super CFL. And now, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the deadline for Arnold Schwarzenegger to decide whether he's running for California governor is 1 week from tomorrow. 3 days before that, this coming Wednesday night, he will announce his decision on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Boo.
There'll be no annoying entertainment to distract him. What will his decision be? As recently as last week, his advisors said they thought he would run. This week, though, after an overseas trip to promote his latest movie, they're saying he's leaning against.
Oh, my God.
One bright spot, in case Arnold drops out, Hustler publisher Larry Flint is thinking about entering the race.
Yeah, I really want to be in the governor's race.
Can you picture those people sitting down with Arnold, really like his handlers, if he's really out of control, and saying, okay, Arnold, here are the problems. First, there's the issue of your dad being the Nazi.
That's okay. I can work around that.
Okay, second, you're not like an American citizen.
Yeah, but I got the citizenship, and I can run. It's legal.
Okay. Now, also, you married into the Kennedy family.
Yeah, that's okay. They can understand that, you know, my politics is, you know, the Republican, and I can be accepted for that.
Okay. You got like a soccer stadium named after you, and where
is it? Tiger Stadium in Austria. Jawohl.
In Austria?
Yes, Dankeschön.
You speak this drunken German?
Yeah, the Austrian accent.
Donkey and German. Yeah.
Yeah, donkey Dog, German. Thank you, Ben.
Donkey
yeah.
German.
And Arnold?
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I am, but I think that there's a chance. I tell you what. That I want to do after I think about it is I want to go on the Tonight Show and announce my decision. You know why?
Why?
I like the bright colors.
Hey, Arnold?
Yeah?
I want to tell you something right now, and I bet you're going to say, oh, my God.
What's that?
Guess what?
What?
You are really Mike O'Mara.
Oh, my God.
The same church that for generations allowed priests to molest children is now calling gays evil. The Vatican has stepped up its offensive and declared a holy war on gays, calling them seriously depraved, gravely immoral, and evil. This increasingly irrelevant church
And you ask me why I left that church.
Yes.
You ask me why I left.
Church is panicking as the world around it changes to allow gay sex and legal benefits for gays, including adoption and unions akin to marriage.
So let's get this straight, that the rest of the world is realizing that, you know, pretty much the thought is, no matter what you do, gay, homo, lesbian, you know, it's like you don't do it right in front of us.
Right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
It's okay. But the Catholic Church says that's not okay.
Evil, horrible, nasty,
but,
evil.
You know, let some priest see some hot young altar boy show a little leg, go down and hump him. You couldn't have a priest allowed to have sex with a woman.
It's so bad right now. And what it is just out of touch with reality. And it's sad because for whatever reason, and there's no justification for some of the protections that have been offered to these priests, and then to come out with this heavy-handed doctrine.
So they're saying that they think homos are bad when a lot of the priests are homos. And the rationale is, well, the priests are homos because they're not allowed to have sex with girls.
It's amazing. Now, the Vatican says allowing gays to adopt is, quote, doing violence to children. But quoting
and I know you're setting me up for this, Buzz.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have a priest bang an altar boy.
Mm-hmm. Quoting a New York City councilwoman, what could be crueler than denying a child a home where they are welcome? She says this is the latest tirade from Rome and that it is, quote, one of the least Christian things I have ever heard.
I agree. And I think everybody in the Catholic Church should think about that and agree.
Oh, look who's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, His Holiness John Paul.
Point, counterpoint, please.
Ah, okay. Well, I think this doctrine that's been issued from the Vatican, your holiness...
Listen!
Yeah, go ahead. Yep, sorry.
Here's the official statement I've just written.
Okay.
On the eve of my 128th birthday.
Yes, sir.
Hello, fellow Catholics.
Hi, Pope.
It's the Pope. Fags are bad.
That's the long and short of it, huh?
And incidentally, to all the priests in the Northeast, the weather is a little cooler, meaning the boys will be wearing shorts.
You mean warmer?
No, it's cooler. See, when it's warmer, they wear the bathing suits.
Oh.
And that's over the top.
Oh, I get it. All right.
But it's a little cooler, so they're wearing the shorts.
Just Your Holiness.
You want to get your nuts?
Yeah.
Go out to the park, huh?
Hey, Your Holiness?
Yes. Yes, Mike. Michael. Yes, Michael.
Will you be watching the game?
I already know. Tampa Bay will win by 13. Green Bay will win by 7.
You going to watch the game at 5 o'clock in the morning, or are you going to wait till the delayed broadcast?
I've already seen it.
Ah.
I am the Pope.
Oh, yes, you've seen it. You get the advanced copies.
La, la, la. So remember, in the Northeast, cooler temperatures mean the boys wear sexy shorts. Sexy shorts. But fags are bad.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. His Holiness Pope John Paul.
Remember, Your Excellency, that game is on live at 11 a.m. in Vatican City because of the...
Ah, that's right, Rob. I forgot about that.
There you go.
I have already seen it. I talked to God.
He previews the games, right?
God told me he hates fags.
Hey, Your Holiness, can you pass along something to the number one guy?
You mean the G-Man?
Yeah, pass along the fact that I'm really grateful for that number one pick in the fantasy draft. Tell him I really appreciate that.
I don't think he had anything to do with that.
Really?
I think the other bad impression that I do had something to do with that.
So you think I cheated, huh? Is that it?
No, I think that the other
Satan,
guy...
Satan did it?
I think the other guy was helping you out.
Your Holiness, can I ask you a question?
Incidentally, he loves fags. Satan loves fags.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Where's Don?
He's on their website that I endorsed. Boysinshorts.com. Hey, go away, fags. You're not wanted here. La, la, la.
His Holiness John Paul.
Hello. La, la, la. La, la, la. La, la.
There he goes. The Kobe Bryant case is getting more complicated.
Uh-oh.
The case may not be as simple as whether the sex he had with a 19-year-old hotel concierge was consensual or not. ABC News is reporting that there was consensual contact, that she did go to his room and fool around, but that the actual intercourse was against her will. Reports say there was bruising in the vaginal area. ABC says Kobe contradicted himself in statements he gave to the police. The first hearing will be televised on Wednesday.
I think I may have said this yesterday, and if I did, forgive me, but I think it bears repeating. Whether you're Kobe Bryant,
mm-hmm.
whether you were a schmuck who works at a radio station, whether you're a schmuck that works at a gas station,
mm-hmm.
if you meet a broad who has tried out for American Idol, do not have sex with her.
Right.
Because I guarantee she is nuts. She is looking for the spotlight that she will never find.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
At least he's not gay. Another rapper goes to the slammer.
Shock jock.
Well, he'd be in trouble with the Pope.
Right.
Another rapper goes to the slammer, but is it a bum rap? Suge Knight, whose real first name is Marion, has been sentenced to 10 months for hitting a nightclub valet.
Marion's a girl's name.
Knight's been behind bars for a little over a month already. He'll get credit for time served, but... Quoting the victim, I never said I was hit by him. I don't know how police got that idea.
Uh-oh.
The valet says he got hit in the back of the head and never did see who did the hitting.
Somebody's been got to.
The valet's boss says it definitely wasn't Suge, but police say that boss has given inconsistent statements about what happened. Knight's done time before on assault charges. He brought gangster rap into the mainstream in the 90s and headed Death Row Records, which featured the now-dead Tupac Shakur.
There'll be a little something extra in your envelope.
His cousin's very upset.
Which one?
Wayne.
Wayne Knight.
Yeah. And, of course, their father.
Ted.
Bobby.
Oh.
There's so many.
Yeah. Now some news about beautiful young women. Busty 19-year-old actress Mandy Moore plays the sweet girl next door on screen.
This little girl had knockers.
But she wants you to know she's a wild child who likes to talk dirty.
And she's banging that tennis player, right?
That's right, a 20-year-old tennis pro. She tells 17 Magazine, quote, I just love the F word.
That's right. Their breath. Big deal.
That's good. Good for her. I like that.
And the slightly more mature but even more beautiful Jennifer Garner is going to be around for a while. She's signing a deal with ABC that will keep her spy show Alias on the air through 2008.
Buzz, how can that be? No one watches that show. I'm not saying it's a good show or a bad show. I just consistently read when I look at the television ratings. Nobody watches that show.
And who gets those contracts? I mean, that's because she's a POA, right?
Well, that's part of it. She's gotten a couple of Emmy nominations, a couple of Golden Globe nominations, a Golden Globe win, and critics love the show, and there is a very serious cult following. It's a great show. It's a good show.
It is a good show.
Critics love Snatch.
Well, there you go.
Hey, look who's here.
Well, how are you?
Ron Garner.
Oh,
not James Garner.
Uncle Jennifer. I just want to say I'm real happy about my daughter. I think she's going to do a fine job. I think everybody will enjoy it.
Hey, where's Mike?
Mike's not here right now. He's talking to the Pope. He sleeps with the fishes. I'll tell you right now, Jennifer Garner's going to sign a deal to 2008. That'll put some nice cash in her tacky pants.
That'll make seven seasons for the show, Alias, a show that's about to start its third season. Jennifer will now get about $150,000 per episode. She started at about $40,000 per show.
Oh, the Garners are proud.
It's one of the few shows on ABC that people...
Ava?
Do watch.
It's Gardner.
I'm sorry.
Ava Gardner. Hey, we've had Ava Gardner and Jane Mansfield on the show today.
Wow. Hi there.
Wow.
Showing our age. How you doing?
Showing our parents' age.
Can't wait for AC December. Was that it, Rob? Was it
AC December?
Oh, yeah. AC December.
It sounds like Charlie Stuang Stabilak has been doing some plumbing. in Cape Coral, Florida, somebody trying to supply four homes with drinking water accidentally hooked them to wastewater pipes instead.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
This wastewater. Mm-mm. No, it's still working.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
This wastewater does come from sinks and toilets. It's sometimes mixed with fresh water and used for irrigation. One family drank and bathed in that water for 3 months. The wastewater was filtered and was treated with chlorine, but that doesn't kill the parasites that cause vomiting and diarrhea.
Oh, you're not going to believe this.
Quoting a city official, mistakes were made. The family that's been drinking the stuff won't comment on their health, which tells me they're thinking lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
That and the dad's comment, I'm livid. The symptoms last and last.
Water, water everywhere.
It's a whole thing.
Incredible!
Actor Colin Farrell is about to get a son. His hot model wife, Kim, is expecting in September. Quoting him, I've got a boy coming into the world, and Kim's an amazing woman. I'm just really excited.
Yeah, he is so great, and I mean that really. He is so great, especially after I saw him talk mm-hmm. in real life on one of those talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
But he does that oogly googly
Irish accent. Yeah, the brogue.
He's so good. What, okay, Ron says look for an infant with huge eyebrows.
Yeah,
I don't think
he's got the vish brows.
He doesn't have them as bad as Eugene Levy does.
No, but Colin Farrell has the little monkey brow.
But he is truly talented. I remember that movie, The Recruit, again, where he plays a guy who just has an American accent.
Yeah, his American accent, it's just uncanny how well he does it.
You never know it. And I know you and I have talked about that movie, Minority Report.
Yeah, I love that movie. I can't not watch that movie.
Pretty great in that movie. Buzz, hold on just a second.
No, all right, then.
We'll be back with our wacky cast of characters in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, baby. Listen, guys. I know we just had the traffic on, but the traffic always sucks on the radio.
Nice.
Right. Anybody want to call me up if you're on the Bay Bridge right now? Let me know how bad the backup is. Also from Virginia, should I take the Wilson Bridge? Should I take the American Legion Bridge?
Or go right through town?
Cut through town to get to Route 50. Call now, please. Thank you. Because, frankly, our traffic stinks. And, I know I get in the car. All of the station's traffic stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give me real good traffic stuff that I believe, I'll give you a DVD copy of Flamingo Kid.
Very good.
And Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure from Circuit City.
Isn't it great having a radio show sometimes?
Well, we'll see if I get good information.
All right.
Because what we had earlier, Robbie, what did our traffic, Connie, say before? 8 mile backup? Mm.
8 miles back into Annapolis, yeah.
Right.
All right, so, see, now, I'm looking on the screen. Why are you calling us from Sacramento? We got caller ID. Why are you calling from Philly? Why you call,
Because people want to F with you.
Why you call them from Virginia Beach? I see the area codes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There they go.
It's actually backed up to Sacramento.
I was going
to
say, it could be a really bad backup.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling to see if it was true that I heard that a car got struck by lightning on the Bay Bridge.
That what? A car got struck by lightning?
On the Bay Bridge. I heard it on 105.7.
Yeah. See, this could be a guy effing with me, or...
You never know.
Or, hey, that's what I heard.
Okay, and when did you hear that?
I heard it probably about 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Well, would that be going to the beach or back from the beach?
Back from the beach.
Well, they probably would have had time by now to push it into
and
the
if
sea.
It, coming back from the beach, who cares?
And I heard that the guy that was in the car now has superpowers. So watch out.
He's got radioactive blood.
He does, bud.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, I'm sitting by the airport on 50 here by Bowie.
Yeah?
It's a mess.
Okay, thanks. I believe that, because I know that's about 8 miles back.
That's right. It's horrible.
Okay, it's horrible. Okay, congratulations. You won the Flamingo Kid on DVD.
Hey, thanks.
Hold on, please. Let me take one more of these. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, man.
Hey.
Hey, go through the city. I want to cross the American Legion Bridge. It sucks. And I'm just about to get to that backup. I can see it. I'm just pulling into it now.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure from Circuit City.
Well, that's great.
Down there. Amazing getting down there.
See, the problem is that
I don't know how you put up with it.
Everybody goes to the beach at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes to the beach at the same time. And why don't they understand that's the time that I go to the beach?
Yeah.
Go at another time. You got all friggin' day.
Inconsiderate.
Right. Well, you got to wait till 7 o'clock.
Come on.
Anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you. And there's traffic you can use.
Yeah,
traffic
you can count on.
There you go.
Yeah. The message? Take a chopper.
Now, are you ready to finally give in to my advice and build your own bridge?
There you go. Well, I thought he could take the ferry.
Why?
Or the ferry.
I'm going to do what Uday Hussein did. Just build my own road.
Right around there.
And then anybody...
From WJFK?
No. The road's just for me, just like Uday's road. And anybody that gets on my road, I'm going to make them drink 3 bottles of gin and then strap them to a merry-go-round.
Bingo! Mm-hmm. You've got a busy weekend, then.
A guy in a pickup truck rear-ended the Dixie Chicks tour bus yesterday. The bus was stopped at the time after being struck first by an unknown object.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
You would have thought they looked both ways at once.
Cross-eyed joke.
Because they're cross-eyed.
Well, the pickup driver says...
You got it. They're cross-eyed.
Yeah,
you get it?
I get it. Yeah, I'm with you.
See, the Dixie Chicks are cross-eyed.
Right.
Okay.
The pickup driver says he took his eyes off the road. Took his eyes off the road to answer his cell phone. It didn't help that the bus was parked in a traffic lane with no emergency flashers. It wasn't pulled off to the side. This happened in Texas between concerts in Houston and San Antonio. The pickup driver got a cut on his arm, but no one else was hurt. There was only one chick on board at the time, and no, it was not the one who spoke out against President Bush. When you wish upon a star, you'll get movies from Pixar. Thanks to a couple of recent movie hits, Disney is finally a money-making company again.
Oh, thank God.
Profits are up 10%, better than expected, mostly thanks to movies like Finding Nemo and also Pirates of the Caribbean. But it also helped to unload the Anaheim Angels and to charge more for commercials on ABC, even though no one's watching. Disney Amusement Parks stopped making money after 9/11, and they're still dragging.
You know, I was watching... Something, I know what it was the other day, X Games.
Yes.
On ESPN2. And the whoring is incredible. That I know everybody's got synergy, all these companies do. But the X Games are in Santa Barbara or something.
Right.
And they have the young hip hosts, the guys that don't give an F, the guys that have like their ass crack hanging out of the back of their pants, and they got the matching shirt with the hat that's on sideways. But while at the same time they're showing how anti-culture they are, they're in front of Disneyland where they're doing an interview with Mickey Mouse and asking Mickey Mouse, who of course can't speak because it's a guy in a suit, how Mickey feels about the X Games, and Mickey's response, which of course is nonverbal, he holds up a poster for Pirates of the Caribbean, then they go to the ride where they talk about how it's just like the X Games, and then it ends up, seriously, they run the trailer for the movie.
So they want this anti-establishment rap, but it's all just one big shill.
Yeah, so the X Games just happens to be in California, which just happens to be a state that Disneyland is in, which just happens to be the park that Pirates of the Caribbean is in, which just happens to be the movie that's based on the ride, and ESPN just happens to be owned by Walt Disney Company.
The Exploitation Games.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. In sports, the first game of the NFL preseason is just a few hours away. Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New York Jets are in Tokyo for the American Bowl. You should be making it through that traffic by the time,
Do you think I'll make the Ocean City by the time kickoff at 5 a.m.?
I think so. And Dennis Rodman says he cannot remember the woman now accusing him of sexual assault.
How are you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
What's up, dog? Yeah, I wish she baited me. Why did it call
Radio Shack. How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Sam. My toe hurt.
How you doing?
You just heard a brief snippet of the Shank and Dennis show.
Very good. A lawsuit by the woman says Dennis drugged, raped, and imprisoned her in his home on March 2001. A similar suit 4 years ago by a Playboy model was settled out of court. No criminal charges in either case.
That's a lie. Ronald, why do you think they call it Radio Shack? How you doing? Hi, Colby.
Finally. Oh, thank God, women won't get their thank gods if some pharmaceutical companies get their way.
Hey, this story tastes like period.
Ah! An OBGYN in Philadelphia says several companies are working on birth control pills that would keep a woman from having her monthly period. One doctor says she's been using this pill for 11 years and that it's made her healthier and without the mood swings. One company's already asked the FDA to approve the drug under the name Seasonal. It cuts the number of periods a woman has in a year from 13 to just 4.
Won't they blow up like a tick?
As one doctor. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Right, Buzz. Right. Why finish the story?
That's right.
No, Don. Okay, that's it. That was a bitter man just speaking right there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
He speaks the truth.
Have a good weekend.
We will see you Monday with a new episode. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Don't kill yourselves this weekend, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rusty.
You know, this month I'm having a very heavy flow.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.